white devil.
Shut up, you!
No,
Dad.
You shut up first. Go to hell.
You.
Yeah, idiot.
Hey, buddy, watch your fucking mouth.
Well, what are you fucking gonna do
fuck
about
you
it?
You don't live under a goddamn tree, boy. I was gonna
fuck
give you a fucking job, but you know what? You go fuck yourself.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
What do you want that we do? You leave us without petroleum. Khrushchev, eat petroleum. You leave us without sugar. Khrushchev, buy sugar. Here, you are leaders speak about aggression to Cuba. Khrushchev speak about defending Cuba. You to take our airplane. Khrushchev, plane is our plane. Khrushchev is friend.
No. Are you a communist,
Fidel? Well, wait for the history. The history will say what we are. You don't know anything about, you know.
Castro climbed the ramp and then off to Cuba. His big contingent apparently went on something of a shopping spree here in New York. They lugged aboard numerous cardboard cartons.
You're listening to Madhouse Live, on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
They say the crowns are reserved for kings. The jewels are the realm of those who deserve them. Yet in the blink of an eye, in the changing of the wind, fortunes change. For every shipwreck comes the chance to begin again, to rebuild anew atop the mistakes of the past. Out of death comes life. We come to you with the soul of a proud knight and the trash-filled mind of a laser-bathed socialite. Let us begin the story now.
How you doing there, honey? I understand
you're looking. Fine.
You got some packaging positions open.
I think you've called the wrong number. Are you calling the health department?
No. Well, yeah, I could. You guys are hiring over there
for packaging positions?
Well, health department positions.
We're a health department. No, you'd have to check our website to see if there's any hiring.
Oh, do you have
any positions available?
Do you have any inspecting positions, inspecting genitals, stuff like that, grabbing genitals and touching, smelling?
First of all, let me ask you a question. How'd you get my cell phone number?
Well, I called. It's in the newspaper. It says for a good time, call the health department for touching genitals.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It says big whore.
Maybe we can help you out.
It says big whore.
Maybe we can help you out.
It says big whore, call this number.
Really?
In the newspaper. Big two-page ad.
Unfortunately for you, we have nothing.
Shaquille O'Neal's holding a used condom in it, in the ad. He said, I use this. There she goes. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? I'm here with Big Laugh Track, Matt Hillock, the trucker.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hearing an echo of me.
God damn it. You're hearing an echo?
Yeah.
A bad echo?
Well, it's... Hang on. Hello.
Is it Tiny Chat?
No, oh, wait. Is somebody playing it in Tiny... You're not broadcasting in Tiny Chat.
Shouldn't be. No.
No. Okay, I think it's cool now. Maybe it was some music. I don't know.
I'm not making it up, though. Oh, believe you. I'm working on... It's a new setup here. We fixed upon some last week, so... Evil Artie's here, I think. Evil Artie, you here?
What's up, man?
Hey, bud.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, big guy?
Very good.
Oh, good. What you eating? I hear you eating over there, as usual.
Some sweet potato.
Did you get back on your diet machine, or no?
Just get back on now. I gained, like, 15 pounds back, but, like, I mean, I'm still under 200.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Yeah. I got back online about a month ago, and I lost the weight that I gained already, so I'm doing good.
Good. Hear that.
Yeah, fuck yeah, all right. And my monitor is changing colors, I don't know why. We're doing daytime pranks, haven't done these in a while. I'm super excited about it, let's get some jobs.
Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Heck yeah, Columbus Day.
What a great man.
Yeah.
Signed this country, and he was so nice to everybody when he got here.
Yeah, I got all the diseases and stuff. Speaking of the health department. Let's try it. I must have missed out that last number. Let's try it again. It's your cell phone. I got to squeeze some penises in there and stuff.
Thank you for calling. Please leave your name, number,
and a brief message. Brad's in the tiny chat.
Hey,
everybody, go to tinychat.com/prankcallnation.
Yeah, Prank Call Nation tiny chat right now. And I'm in there watching, trolling. Creepy.
He's just basically just banning people. It seems good. Like that's all I've seen him doing.
Good. Wow. What are we spinning? All right, cool, man. That's just about how the other regular IRC chat goes.
I said you're the one.
Oh, me? Yeah, I thought you meant Brad. Well, Brad can ban people too if you want.
No, me and you are the only mods in this right now.
Yeah, we'll go in there so we can ban you.
Hello, good afternoon, RGIS.
Hello, you don't have to be like that. I'm calling, this is inventory takers, position open.
Yes, may I ask who this is?
Oh, this is Big Cross. I have experience stealing inventory, taking it home and stuff like that, so I wanted to see if I could apply that here.
We don't take inventory home. We're looking for inventory takers to go and count our stores.
Okay, well, I can adapt that, probably.
Okay, so are there some more questions I can answer for you?
This
is John.
Yeah, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Why are you being that way?
Oh, because I've been drinking. It's Columbus Day. So I just thought I'd drink a little bit. And I've been drinking, and I was looking at the paper and at the job news, you know? And I saw we had an ad in there. I was like, oh, shit, fucking shit, you know, inventory takers, you know? So I thought I'd give you a call.
Wait, what's your name?
John.
John who?
John Melendez.
Who?
John Melendez.
Okay.
All right, listen, I know my rights, and you have to take the information if I'm looking for a job.
Okay, well... I'm not denying taking any of your information.
You were just trying to find a way to hang up the phone and get out of this.
Well, I think that you're being pretty rude for somebody who's calling to get a job, actually, and we like to hire professionals.
Okay.
So,
well, that's not up to you. That's up to the decision manager, the hiring decisioner, the man. The hiring decision man.
Okay, so... I am one of the managers here.
Oh, that's nice,
so
honey.
You have
that's very nice, honey, that they let women be manager here. I'll write that down.
I think perhaps you should just call back later when you're
I know my rights. I know my rights.
As lively. I'm not refusing you any of your rights. Our website's listed in there, and you are more than free to go in and fill out an application.
Well, I have questions.
But I would like to have your name.
I have questions, though.
Well... You're going to have to call back when you're not going to be so unprofessional and rude for me to answer your question.
I'm
going to
be rude, not rude anymore, and professional from now on. I have two questions.
What can I do for you?
Question number one, how many fingers?
What do you mean, how many fingers?
How many fingers can you fit up in there?
What do you mean, how many fingers?
Yeah, she knows what I mean. She just didn't. She was hoping it wasn't that. From what I understand, every woman has tried at least once. They've tried that.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Every woman has tried to get off with the shower head, you know?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Why wouldn't you? I think my nephew is the Zodiac Killer, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
His name and the Zodiac symbol.
Does he have a two-part name? Like?
No. No. Oh, no. That there's three. I guess, well, he does.
Bobby
I mean,
Joe?
Everybody has a three.
No, thing. But does he go by it all the time? Like Bobby Joe.
No. Oh, I man. Suck at drawing. That wasn't my drawing. I was a fucking child drawing. Dummy. This guy says my drawing suck. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah. Any of you want to call, talk to her? Artie? Maddie? Any?
I could ask for a job, I guess.
All right, cool. Inventory takers.
Inventory takers.
I like to steal things. No, it's not that, sir.
Yeah,
I can apply it. I'm a thief.
Good afternoon, it's Kimberly speaking.
Yeah, hey there, lady. I want a job as an inventory taker there.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
It is Matt fucking Hillock.
You'll have to call back when you're not going to use profanity. Goodbye.
Oh, come Aww. On, see.
Who did she think you were at first?
John.
Like, is that you, John?
I don't know. I love it when they do that.
The only thing you can do is just go with it.
I go with it and usually turn it real sexual. Yeah. I've been thinking about you. You know, I want to fuck. And usually the women are like, oh my God, John. Jesus, what about your wife? Fuck her. I've got some weird situations starting. Hey, speaking of which, Matt, I know. All right, so. After Dwight's show on Saturday, we were trolling Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You were watching that, right?
Yeah. You saw the crazy shit I was saying.
Did you say for the whole thing where I ended up calling us the White Devil and got to an argument for an hour with the mom?
No. I went in when you guys first went in there, and I was saying about, like that he needed to run back up in his home, fucker, and, like, all that shit. He was, like, reading off the shit I was saying.
Yeah, well, I was going to say towards the end, but not really, because this entire hour of me as the White Devil just arguing with the mom. Oh, my God. It's going on YouTube. It's uploading now to YouTube, so it'll be on Dwight's YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's long, but yeah, it's.
I like long. Why does everybody say that long things are bad?
If it's good, like, I don't mind it.
I know, it's long, but like it's nothing wrong with being long.
20-30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like an hour. I don't know how long. Do I edit it down to? But you get yourself a sandwich, a six pack.
So bad.
Oh my God, their pranks suck. Yeah. But, it got real crazy with White Devil going on, man. You know?
White Devil.
It was like a lot of.
A White Devil machine.
He used to have a shirt that said White Devil.
Okay. Cool. That'd be good to wear in certain neighborhoods. Let's go on with more jobs here.
Oh, I suck at prank. Oh, wait. I'm a fucking mod here.
Oh, don't say you suck at pranks.
I'm a mod. I don't even take this shit. Bam.
Who put a gun in your head? Faggot. Right. All right, so we got marketing and social media. The recommendation. He's come from Parkman. You're currently work in L.A. following... he hand-wrote them and then took pictures of the newspaper. You're... Following around Kim. All right, so I currently work in LA following Kim Kardashian, and I want to be a marketing social media management guy. All right, cool. I'm a paparazzo.
With the Know Your Rights, do people really need to, if you say you want a job, do they need to talk to you? Is that like a law or something?
I don't know. I know there's a lot of equal opportunity laws, so I throw that at them, and they probably get like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
I think a person would be, before making a mistake that's going to cost millions in a lawsuit, they're probably like, all right, bye. It's all about being assertive on the phone, man.
Please hold while we transfer your call. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
This is bullshit I see. I know my rights.
Thank you for calling college. Please hold as we try to connect you to the next available representative. For quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded.
A what? Inner?
Yeah.
Nephew came over.
Oh, shit.
I got a great picture of him holding the pedo bear pillow, like, blowing up raspberries. Super funny.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling college. This is Robert. How may I help you?
Yeah, Robert, you need to take me off a speakerphone first, please. I don't appreciate that, and I'd rather have permission given before putting me on speakerphone, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. You are not on speakerphone, sir.
Clap your hands. Oh, I'm on speakerphone. You're lying.
Sir, you're on my headset. I'm in my office. I'm not on speakerphone.
We'll see about that. I'm calling regarding your marketing and social media management position that you're enrolling for.
All right. This is the service center. Which campus location were you interested in speaking with?
Downtown campus.
Okay, I'll go ahead and transfer you over. And what is your name again?
Cross. I didn't tell you before, though.
All right, no problem. Let me go ahead and transfer you.
Because you said again, but I hadn't told you before.
I was making sure what your name was,
okay,
sir.
Okay, stupid. Go ahead and transfer me. Thank you, honey.
Excuse me?
Go ahead and transfer me, honey. I appreciate it. Thank you. So stupid, he doesn't know how to transfer the phone. You hear him? He's trying to hit the buttons.
Alex, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling regarding a position for marketing and social media management.
Did who called you?
I don't know. The guy from recruiting called me.
We don't have a guy here that does recruiting.
Oh, well, I got a call here. It said the call here for marketing social media management, so... I don't know. Is there a man I can talk to?
Okay. Who's calling?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
That's your name, Cross?
That's my name.
And you're... Did you apply for a position? I'm just trying to figure out what this is in regards to.
Marketing and social media management.
They usually tell me when something like that is here that I'm a little confused.
Well, I don't
know.
Maybe
for a teaching job?
Well, they said the woman who answers probably isn't going to be involved in the process because I guess they're going to be letting some people go there, and they said specifically not to bring up to the woman who I talked to that she's going to be let go by Friday. Oops. Okay, never mind. Scratch what I just said. Yeah, I'm not sure who I'm supposed to talk to.
I'll take your name and number and find out who called you.
You put me through to someone right now.
So your name is...
You put me through to someone right now.
Dreams. Advance your career.
I know my rights.
I just took a long, hard look at myself and I thought...
First of all,
I have
it's
no
not
direction.
A position that's advertised
no
as an associate's degree.
So I need a good education and I need to have a foundation in my life.
It's too loud.
Is unavailable. Record your message at the time.
Is unavailable. Well, let's call back. I know my goddamn rights. File transfer. You guys hear that? Lose you two? Gentlemen,
please hold while we transfer your call.
Marty,
this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
I'm here.
Artie, Marty. Okay. Artie, take it,
Artie. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Antonelli College. This is Robert. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about the marketing and social media position.
All right, and who am I speaking with?
Marty.
All right, Marty. Which campus were you trying to reach?
Well, which one am I talking to?
This is the service center, Marty. We have
hey,
one in...
the downtown one. I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. Let me go ahead and transfer you over.
Thank you, bitch.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. You do know I can hear you, right? Could you transfer me, please?
Good afternoon, college.
Hi, I'm calling about the marketing and social media position.
Just one moment.
College, this is Cece.
All right, now that you're the third person I'm talking to, I'm calling about the marketing and social media position.
I'm sorry, say again?
I'm calling about the marketing and social media position. I need a job.
I don't think we have an opening for that. Are you sure it's at the campus?
Yes, I'm 100% positive. What openings do you have?
Well, that is not something that I am in charge of. Let me see.
All right, I really need a job, ma'am. I'm out of money. I'm down to the resin out of the pipe. You know how it works, right?
As far as I know, right now at the campus, we don't have any job openings.
Really?
It's possible that one of the other ones does. I mean, I haven't heard of any, but I don't believe
How about we create a position? I'll work there, and I'll provide everyone who works there with good quality drugs, and everyone will be happy, and that can be my job.
That would be amazing, but that is not my position to create jobs. If you want to leave your name and number, I can
pass it along. If I was there, they'd give you a promotion and let you do that because they'd be happy with me.
Maybe. Would you like to leave your name and number, and I'll pass it along?
Yeah, of course. My name is Artie. My last name is Snow. And I got a new number. I'm sorry. I have to, copy it down real quick.
Right.
Hold on a sec. I'm looking for it in my phone.
Sure.
5-2-0.
And what would you say your expertise is in? Anything at this point?
Drugs. I mean, I'm really good at doing drugs. It's always been a...
I will pass that along. I'm not sure that it bodes well for your employment, but I can definitely write that down.
Well, I mean, I can do a lot of crack, and I can literally work 24 hours straight if I need to.
Well, I will write that down, and I will pass your name and number along.
Never underestimate a meth head.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. Those are some people there. Okay. All right.
I can't believe she stayed on the phone that long.
She seemed pretty cool, actually. She's nice.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, she said. Is Matt back? Are you getting an echo, by the way, Artie? Did I fix that issue?
No, not at all.
Okay, I think I might have fixed it. Matt, are you there, Matt? I think someone hurt Matt's feelings saying he's bad at print.
No. I went to the dessert and got another beer.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to mute. Because I was laughing, dude. I'm turning into Left Track Matt again. I don't know what's going on, but
that means you're coming back, man. Your brain is disappearing.
Awesome. Well, I've been a lot of THC over today.
That's good. I'm drinking this Budweiser Select 55. It has 55 calories per can. Okay. You know, because of the diet, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Tell you what, this is like a water with a touch of yeast flavor in it.
Yeah.
And it's only
beer.
It's 2.4 ABV, but 55 calories of beer.
It has what? 2.4?
2.4. It's just water.
Dude.
Yeah, no. I had to drink three of them for my normal Bud Ice, you know? But just about. Bud Ice is what? 4.9? I got two.
I drink Beast Ice that I have right now, and that's 5.9.
Yeah, there you go.
I have some ice houses too because they didn't have Beast Ice, but the ice houses feel like I have to drink a lot more of them. I need the Beast Ices, first a couple three of them for that 5.9 punch. It feels like.
Yeah. Ice House, man, those were the first beers I used to drink. Because Ice House made Red Dog, which you can't find anywhere anymore.
I just had one thing with Red Dog.
Well, I've said before that the black dude who would buy us beer when I was in high school, he would only buy us Red Dog. He was like, I'll buy you beer, it's only Red Dog. I'm like, why? He's like, because my motherfucker is only Red Dog. Alright, whatever, man. So we drank that. Every once in a while, he'd get us Ice House. That was always a treat.
Red Dog?
Yeah. Red Dog was fucking stupid. And if you turn the can upside down, you'd see a Batman.
Yeah, I know. The broad getting eaten up. I was like all about screwdrivers for a long, like when I couldn't, you know, buy. And then Brass Monkey. It was just all just buy big things of Brass Monkey, and they would freeze in the winter and just keep them in the trunk of the car. Just all.
So wait a minute, Brass Monkey, that's a thing? I mean, it is, right? I guess the Beastie Boys were singing about the Brass Monkey,
it's
right?
Like it's a mixed drink in a bottle. It's like garbage. It's like vodka, gin, and tequila, I think, and then like yellow flavoring four or something. Yellow, sweet, just citrusy yellow thing. Yeah.
The screwdrivers are what? Vodka and orange juice.
Vodka, yeah.
That is the coming back up. Vodka and orange juice, like the screwdriver, is so the worst. Oh my god, man! It looks like eggs, like raw eggs coming up, man.
You know what? I used to yak a lot, and it's probably just the taste because that's what I drink.
Yeah.
You know, that's all so acidic and you know, like I'd go to the 7-Eleven and get a super big old cup of ice and just buy it of ice and pour almost all vodka and it's just a little Sunny D. And like that was like drive around drinking that. It's so crazy.
That's great. Good thing to share with the kids out there off on the Columbus Day,
kids. Well, you know what? It always worked out okay for me, except one time actually I crashed a couple of times. And I ran from the scene of one, and I hurt myself a lot. And then I slept in a park all day, and I got sunburned from sleeping against a tree in the park. Maybe don't do it. If guys like take your car keys, don't be sneaky and like take them back. You don't have a point to prove if people are taking your keys from you.
They're looking out for you.
I should have, because I was all like, haha, I got my keys, and I jetted. And then food's the whole situation.
Artie, you do any drinking anymore, Artie? You don't drink, right? Really? You're not a drinker. You never took me as a drink. I never took you. Oh, no, fuck that. Artie used to drink to excess. He was down at the Springs that one day and was laughing.
The Double Tree.
You pissed in the Double Tree. Who are those were the Occupy Wall Street kids, right? You just started drinking.
Yeah, we were doing drugs out in the courtyard.
Smoking K2 and doing drugs and drinking, and you pissed in a garbage can in a nice.
An officer told me I needed to leave the protest immediately. I didn't argue with him. Dumb motherfuckers argue with police.
That's right. Yeah, and OPD is actually pretty cool. Like the downtown Orlando police are actually pretty cool. With you, the Lechet Slide.
Told me I needed to go back up to my room.
Nice.
I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you had seen your sister for the first, like your strange sister for the first time, like in a decade or something. And
pretty much.
And she pretty much like ditched you after that. She's like, you're like, oh, we're going to hang out tomorrow or something. Like, nah. Wow.
Well, no, she wanted to go to bed.
Oh, and you just wanted to.
The party doesn't stop when I'm around.
You knew.
But you're trying to massage her and stuff. You said.
Nunu wants to know if y'all want numbers.
Sure. Nunu numbers are the best numbers. Yeah.
It'd probably be better if you message them to you, though, right? On Hex Chat? Are you not on Hex Chat right now?
I am. It's IRC, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, IRC. Fine. Yeah. Oh, no. He's messaged it all to me. Message it to Carlitos instead, man. Please.
Yeah, man. Trust him to be the middleman. They're going to come back all scrambled.
Dude, yeah.
God, it's going to be like letters and stuff. Like,
hey, he just gave me F. Muhammad on Golden Hill Lock Road. I call him like every week.
Nice. F. Muhammad.
Dude, that Muhammad on fucking Golden Hill. Like, seriously, I call that dude every fucking week.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, man. Please message that to him.
Oh, that reminds me. Didn't we have a. Who do we call that you said you wanted to call for your show on Saturday?
But Zach said he saved it.
Zach's.
I don't remember who it was.
What, was it an Indian restaurant? Wasn't it an Indian restaurant? Dwight's around. He can't join us with family, but he might have access to that number.
I don't remember what it was. Was it that she got so mad? Dude, my memory is shit.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, me too. But there was a good Indian guy too. We called.
I remember him saying. I don't remember what the number was though. But I remember him saying, like, oh, yeah, I got this, saving this for party time.
Yeah. Well, Zax is probably knee-deep in some World of Warcraft pussy right now, so we can't.
Has anyone called Dewdrop recently?
He's got himself a lady friend nowadays.
What? Get out of here.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
They're going to get married on World of Warcraft, maybe.
Oh, no, and like IRL. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's got prettier hair?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen his broad.
Dewdrop in.
But, yeah. Huh? He's not on at all. Like, yeah, if whenever he's on, he's red. And he's not, like, he's invisible now. So he keeps odd hours because he messaged me. Oh, he said, like, everything was working out with the iTunes shit.
Yes, he updated it all the way. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he missed, like, in the total of all the years, like, 3 episodes couldn't be converted or something.
Okay, good.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
He was really happy. But he was messaging me that at midnight. So.
Okay, good. So he was working. He was so everyone out there, all your all you fans of Party Time, and there's always been a delay because it's on me to upload it and stuff. I finally trained Zax, and Matt's the backup. God help us on how to do that. So Zax is in charge now of uploading those Party Time shows, so there will no longer, hopefully not, be that much of a delay as there has been, which is exciting for everyone, exciting for me, because I don't have to worry about it anymore, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, do drop in. This is a request from Evil Artie. Artie, do you have any stories? Because it's like every once in a while I bring up how, like, you know, we and then you and Lonesome Loser used to do these pranks when I first got really, really sick in 2011. Then you guys called Charlie a lot. You're the ones that figured out his cell phone number, right, from the forwarding that
Yeah, because he had it forwarded at certain hours from the Dewdrop to his cell phone.
Yeah.
And he had one of those voicemails that spelled out the phone number.
Right, right. Awesome. You talked to him a lot.
and I'm like, wait.
Yeah, but you never recorded those calls, though, man. That sucks.
We didn't have the equipment to do it then.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard from Lonesome lately? I haven't heard from him. I know he's all married and stuff.
Yeah. And I wished him a happy birthday a month ago.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, happy
and
birthday.
And he said thanks, happy birthday. And then we'll talk eventually.
All right, cool. And then, also, we were talking recently on a show on the air. You did the whole thing where the guy, Junkbuster, where you told him, didn't he say you're going to be biting the jail bars or something like that? Is that true?
I think he said that to Reclude.
No, he said it to you afterwards. He said jail.
I'm pretty sure he said it to Reclude and there's a recording of it.
No, he said jail stairs to Reclude.
He's like, you're going to be biting the jail bars.
Yeah, I think he said that to you, so you're going to be biting the jail bars. Yeah, biting the jail bars. I could just see someone like, so angry they're in jail, they're going to bite the bars.
Oh, I was thinking more it's because they're being painfully sodomized.
Oh, that's
like, it's like the, you know, you're having a stroke and you put a wall in your mouth. Like,
they don't give you a pillow in jail.
Pain, huh?
You don't get a pillow in jail. You just get like a thin mattress, like a yoga mat to sleep on, really. So you can't really bite.
Yeah, I never got that far in like holding. It was just a metal bench, you know, like I stayed one time at the old police headquarters at 11th and State, and this was like, it would be cool to have the old like 3 plank benches, you know, like off the wall, like old dungeon style looking. This is. Just ancient wood.
Oh, like so a big long one and the 2 things holding it.
Yeah, well, no, just 3 big long ones, you know, enough to make like a bed size thing, like big, big, bulky, like you know, like some Dungeons and Dragons looking wood.
Okay.
Kind of, but it was really cool looking, but I was scared in there.
Oh, you were scared.
I was in there all by myself. And because like we had like family friend that like was looking out for me, but like one time I woke up because I just slept most of the time, but one time I woke up and there was some dude on the other bunk, and I went to sleep and then he was gone. So I don't know what that was about. If he was a ghost or if
he's a ghost, some dude there. He's your guardian angel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right.
There, everything did work out.
Do drop in. Let's get some Chinga Tamale away.
They'd be open.
Oh, it's kind of early. You might be there cutting onions, cutting shallots.
Hey, did Nunu ever send you those numbers? Did he just send them to me?
8083.
That's not giving.
Blah blah blah.
Blah 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 blah. Yes, he did. I got.
Oh, okay.
I got
Thanks, Nunu.
Thanks, Nooner. Appreciate it. Where's Milkman? His birthday. Yeah, we're gonna do a Milkman birthday show. It'll probably be the day before his birthday, so it'd be October 30th. That's a Sunday. Or actually, it might be the 29th instead, so we can go late. That'll be a Saturday. So there'll be a Halloween weekend. Halloween's on a Monday this year, so...
I am going to a new neurologist that day. I'm pretty excited.
A numerologist?
Neurologist. Oh, from brain doctor.
Oh, I thought it was a numerologist. I thought you had an appointment with
like,
the numbers guy.
Yeah. I'm gonna, you know, get some acupuncture.
Okay.
And gonna read some tea leaves.
I'm gonna get your palm read.
Yeah, I can tell you about my fucking future.
I gotta pee. This beer's going through me. Hang on. Let me
of course it is.
Yeah,
just enough alcohol to make it a diuretic.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all it's good for. It'll make your pee really bad. You gotta have like 10 of them. Might as well just be drinking Old Duels or something. Might as well drop some rubbing alcohol in the water.
I don't know. Yeah, dude. Like, what? Even like the states, there's some states that sell 3.5, and I got that by mistake one time, and I was furious. Like, I couldn't imagine 2 point something.
Yeah. Yeah. At least that's what Google said. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I get this international dialing right. Here's R. Muhammad, A.R. Muhammad. Matt, take this. Yeah, it's working. Take this. I got to pee. I'll be back. Entertain the kids after.
Hello?
Hey, what's up there, Mr. Muhammad?
Hello?
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, I am fine today.
Good. What are you doing? What's going on today?
Huh?
What are you doing this evening?
What are you doing?
What are you...
Bittazal, Muhammad.
Okay.
What are you doing, Muhammad?
Do what now?
Huh?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Hello.
And you, how are you?
I'm very good, very good. This is,
very good, huh?
You're Mr. Mohammed, correct?
Sorry?
I'm Mr. Mohammed. In the UK? I think you're a Nunu number, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Nunu?
Sorry?
Hey, do you know Nunu?
No, I understand. No. What do you say?
No, do you know Nunu? Because I believe he supplied these. You know?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, so Nunu gave us the...
Huh?
Nunu gave him to us. It was very nice of him.
And you're crazy.
Carlito is drinking this beer that the internet says is only like...
Are you drinking?
It's only like 2.5%. So it's just enough to make it go right through you, you know?
Are you drinking?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, you know.
How many drinking?
One
bottle?
Three so far. How about you, buddy?
I'm fine.
A little bit, maybe?
I am drinking same to you.
Yeah, yeah. How many are you drinking?
I drinking tip four.
Oh, 3-4.
And what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, at the moment, Beast Ice.
Lager.
Beast Ice. Oh, no, no, no. I'm drinking Beast Ice.
Beast Ice?
Beast Ice, yeah, yeah, yeah. It says it is ice brewed for a crisp, bold taste, my friend. That's what I'm talking about.
Very good.
Very good. You're the best. I'm gonna have to get this number from Carlito to when he returns and have his for party time.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have to save it and most definitely. Most definitely. Oh,
are you sure this isn't like the dead?
I don't know. Great though.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Muslim the Dead?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy, how you doing?
This guy's awesome. I've just been talking with him.
He's just shooting the shit with you?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we lost evil
Farty.
Yeah.
I'm in the grass.
We'll keep him on. Stay on, Mr. Muhammad. We're going to...
Yeah, this guy is
We're going to call more
amazing.
People with you. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ms. Muhammad?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, we're calling from the National Association of People, for the study of people. How are you?
What are you asking for?
Oh, because we have an appointment with A.R. Muhammad today. We have an appointment with A.R. Muhammad today?
A.R. Muhammad?
Yeah, we have an appointment today with A.R. Muhammad.
Oh, we didn't have this person yet.
You don't have Muhammad there?
No, I think he's the wrong member. He keeps phoning all the time.
No, I just called once. Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
No,
Dad.
You shut up first. Go to hell.
Shut up, you.
Yeah, shut
idiot.
Up. Sharmuta. Oh, shit. All right, here's another Muhammad.
So that's the one you send me?
Yeah.
This AR?
AR, yeah.
So how do I...
011 before the 4-4.
Copy... How do I copy it, though? Maybe you can just... I don't know how to do...
You can't
Hey,
copy.
Can you send it just to my Skype thing?
Oh, you don't have a mouse?
Oh... Yeah. Oh, I can just copy it?
Yeah, here you go. I did that.
Okay. You don't have a mouse. Fuck you. I don't know what dude was all about. He was fun, though, man.
I could hear from over in the bathroom. I started having a good old time until the woman got on.
He's like, you drinking? And I was like, yeah, this is like third one. He's like, what are you drinking? I was like, Beast Ice, and I told he's saying Beast Ice, and then he's saying, like, he's like, I'd me too, like, 3, 4, 5 vodkas.
Those people don't drink.
I don't know. I don't even know if he really was the Muhammad.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I was calling for A.R. Muhammad.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, goddammit, I'm calling for A.R. Muhammad.
Can you start again, please?
What? Shut up.
Who the fuck is saying shut up?
Yeah, shut up.
Who are you fucking calling again, you fucking moron?
Yeah, fuck
you. Fucking bastard.
Stupid.
Little brick kid.
I thought it was a girl as a boy.
Oh, I pictured kind of a little fat kid, a boy, but that's what I thought.
Well, I think you're right, because he's speaking better English, has good diction, you know? So
yeah.
I think he's the second generation one.
Yeah. I like these like jazzy dude. You got the best like dicking around music.
Hey, thanks, man.
Like really, you get good loopers.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What? Sharmuta.
Sharmuta, Ibn Sharmuta. Arabi, Ibn al-Kalma.
Huh? Olmec.
اسمك عربي يا ابن الكلب.
اه كوسكوس أولمك.
فبكى في يا ابن القحبة الشطب.
There you go, a little Sharmuta there for you.
What's Sharmuta?
I think it's like a dog, bitch dog. Dog. What is Sharmuta? I just know it's an insult there. Couscous Olmec is your mother's cunt. Sharmuta is a word to describe a whore or a hooker. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Sharmuta. In Arabic, of course. All right.
Sharmuta.
Remember, write that one down. Sharmuta.
I'll write that. Dude, did you ever watch this show, Look Around You, on Adult Swim?
No.
It was really good. It was like a fake like 60s or 70s like science show.
Right.
But like it's set like, you know, it's like made for school and like they would always do dumb shit and say, write that in your copybook. Like all this, you know, like dudes are boiling their hands and there's like one about ghosts. It's really good. It's called Look Around You.
Boiling your hands.
Okay. One of the main, it's just weird, but one of the main guys was the roommate in Shaun of the Dead that was in the shower, the one that turned got zombified. That's nice, interesting trivia of shit that nobody cares about.
There are so many Adult Swim shows I don't even know about. Like, I just learned today there's one with Charlie Murphy in it about Black Jesus. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah, Black Jesus is pretty good.
Yeah, is it?
Dude, the Eric Andre show's been the shit lately. And check it out with Dr. Steve Rule. I super love.
All right, what's the word on Rick and Morty? Is that December?
I love it. It's fucking amazing.
Season 3, is that December then? Is that what the deal is?
Oh, it's coming out.
Yeah.
I saw like a silly little teaser. Oh, did you see that quick little animation they did of that court scene?
No. Mm-mm.
Like, well, they did some thing for like Comic-Con. And it's just like Rick's the judge Morty's the judge and Rick. It's made up like just banter of the two guys, mm-hmm. and quickly drawn, but some guy like took it and colored it in and it looks fucking awesome.
Okay. Alright, cool. Yeah. So it's a scene from the next season or just a side?
No, it's fake. I mean, it was just the guys that play those two just talking shit. But it's really cool.
So I'll have to send me a link to it, I believe, so I'll have to check that out. All right. Let's do some more jobs. Assembly all shifts and Packers second shift. Yeah.
I want to be a Packer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't assemble... the suggestion, handwritten, you can't assemble anything with Tarhashi? With Tar... Because one is always... down your pants. Oh, I can't assemble it with two hands. Okay, I got it. Gotcha.
What? Because one hand is always down your pants?
I can't assemble anything with two hands because one is always down my pants. I like that. It's funny.
Oh, okay. Oh. You know, there's like a lot of, like when I walked around electrical shit, there's a lot of that you're only supposed to touch inside cabinets with one hand and shit so you don't ground yourself out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There's a lot of like working like only one hand inside the thing, but I don't know. Because the one time I did get really, I got a 540 like arm to arm, it's because I was touching the cabinet and fucking hit the thing.
Arm
felt
to arm? Felt
like somebody just grabbed my shoulders. Like,
that shit's scary, man.
Well, it's cool because it made me go off. Like, that's like... And that was in the basement of a fucking...
We're calling Staffing Solutions. This is Cynthia. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Cynthia. I see you have some assembly positions open for all shifts.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you been registered with us before?
No, but I can't assemble anything with two hands. Is that a problem?
No.
Because I always have one hand down my pants, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
Okay.
What shift are you looking to get?
Any shift, as long as I can, you know, have one hand down my pants the whole time.
Okay. Do you want to come in for an interview tomorrow?
Sure, yeah. Am I going to have to shake hands when I'm there?
No.
Okay, because then I would want to start off just with my left hand on my pants then, you know? Unless you guys are cool shaking hands with the left hand. I usually keep my right hand on my pants.
Okay, you can come in tomorrow for an interview and just bring your social and your ID with you.
Okay, and I'm going to have my hand in my pants the whole time. But, like, under, like, in my pants and my underwear, like, on my private parts, that's where my hand goes the whole time.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I mean by hand on my pants. Like, I always have to grab my junk the whole time.
No.
Well, I mean, I know my rights. You can't say no like that.
Give me 1 second.
Okay, equal opportunity.
People are saying, is that an ADA protected condition?
So, I keep touching myself.
Yeah, that's what Sunshine just said. Is that an ADA? Just say, like, you want the ADA
number? Imagine explaining this to someone.
Right.
Hello? Oh, that. Sounds like Carmen Sandiego when I used to play it on in the library on their old freaking Macintosh computers.
You and your edutainment.
Yeah. Keep faking me out like they're picking up.
Sounds old, so old video gaming.
Yeah, it's like only one channel of sound at this one. You know what I mean? They're not even trying to pre any of this.
It ain't layered audio, you know.
I saw a YouTube video that explained how NES music worked. They had to do all these tricks because they could only do, I think, 4 or 5 sounds at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of wicked. You'd have to mix drums and tunes at the same time. Are you still getting,
I'm getting an echo from you now.
Yeah, I hear that, too. But yourself. That's where you were getting an echo before, from yourself.
Right? Yeah, but I'm not getting that anymore.
See, watch, the echo goes away. That's their clients doing that. See? When I bring it back. We'll have to call someone else in the meantime. We'll keep the song going. I'm a little concerned because I was trying to do a 3-way call before and it didn't go down. Let's see if it works now. All right, connecting.
I watched the good documentary about the guy that got the 1,000,000,000 score on the Nibbler game yesterday called Man vs. Snake. It was pretty good.
Man vs. Snake. It doesn't let me conference the call.
This is Grace.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
I'm calling for job. Warehouse workers.
Have you applied with us online?
No, I want to go there and kick and punch people.
Excuse me?
I want to go there and kick and punch people in the private parts.
And what is your name?
Aculo.
Who?
Aculo.
What is your name?
Aculo.
Okay, look, we don't need people like that to come and apply, okay? Thank you for calling.
Shut up. All right. Hello? Of course they pick up. Went to the other line, and they had already picked up and shit. Damn it, let's call them back. That was the packing job. Yeah, let's see here. Call the packing. All right. I'm going to have to figure out why I can't conference motherfuckers.
Good afternoon, Staffing Solutions. How may I help you?
Hey, honey, I was calling for the job. I was on hold for a while.
What is your name?
My name is Aculo.
I'm sorry?
Aculo.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're registered with us?
No, is this for assembly job?
We have several jobs available. You will need to come to the office and register.
I was talking to another
there.
Nice lady, not you. Mean lady like you.
I'm sorry?
I was talking to a nice lady, not mean lady like you.
Okay, give me just 1 second then.
Okay. Yep, right number.
Oh, I like it.
Let's see. Look at the settings here. Because I like being able to, like one call on hold and then still call the other and I conference him. It's always fun. The song will be in my head all day.
I liked watching you set up the iTunes account for Zach's the other day. I like watching that kind of shit or telling him what to do. Yeah.
I'm just glad he remembered it all because he said he was a little foggy in the head at that time. Account information, media, server settings. Yeah, because that's going to be a problem if I can't conference, because the milkman's on here, he's on the phone, and I have to conference him and Adam. Shit, that's bad.
You can't call out from your Skype just to a phone?
No, it's all blocked. Skype pretty much blocked me all together.
Just get a new Skype.
No, they always get me.
Dude, this one's been around for a long fucking time. Like, I don't do anything too shady with it.
Spend a lot of money getting new accounts, and they yank it from me.
No, but I mean, if you don't, like, pay ahead, if you just get U.S. calls,
mm-hmm.
U.S. and Canada, that's like $4 or $5 or something, and you just pay once a month, and then you could call, like, everybody from Skype. You know? Like, I get unlimited world, and it's, like, $11 or $12 or something. You know?
That's not bad.
It's not. And, like, it's just, like, I know I got fucked a few times. The brag got fucked because, like, you'd buy, like, 6 months because it'd be cheap, you know, cheaper in the long run.
Right.
But then they'd nuke your account. Like, you'd do something. I was freaking out during that, like, Skype outage the other day.
There was a Skype outage?
I said there. Like, I don't... I went and looked. Some
Thank you for calling.
There was a Skype. It wouldn't connect the phones. That like, sounds... it would call, like, the Echo sound test, and it would call people on Skype. But then you couldn't log back in.
This is Melissa.
Hi, this is Akulo. I was calling regarding the warehouse workers... customer service agent. Global is an end-to-end commerce provider offering best-in-class services and solutions to leading fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands.
What can I help you with?
Is looking to fill the following full-time position. Warehouse workers. Hello?
Thank you for holding this, Cynthia.
Oh, hey, Cynthia. Was I talking to you earlier for assembly job?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What did you find out?
I said you can come in tomorrow for an interview. Just bring your social and your ID with you.
Okay. What kind of drug test do you have?
We can't tell you that over phone.
Well, I know my rights. You have to tell me ahead of time.
If you want to come in for an interview, I'll see you
tell
here
me.
Then.
You have to tell me about the drug test and what kind it is, because I have Matt on the line. He's going to provide the urine.
You can come in for an interview tomorrow. I'll see you here.
Do you do drug tests there? Or do you send me to the diagnostics lab?
We'll send you somewhere.
Do you watch my penis while I urinate into the cup?
Oh my god!
We can't tell you that.
Yeah.
So it's so funny that jobs still like care about that. Like this is our weird smugness about like. Yeah. Can't tell you. We wouldn't want a person like that around, a drug person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, weed isn't... I mean, I guess. If you're not showing up...
It's not. I mean, dude, who does? Class. That's stupid. Yeah, really. Like, and it's the one that sticks in you the longest, is the craziness.
The one that does this the least is the one that sticks in you the longest, yeah.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Professor?
Yes, dear?
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad.
Ooh, Cool Rob's in the house. What up, eh?
Cool Rob. Crazy guy.
Hey, he's in the title chat.
Yeah, you want to do what a up, job cool call? Up. It's your turn. You're up.
Sure. I just need to ask what up. Hang up on me.
If anyone else from the Associated, the Allied Prankers are out there that want to join, if you happen to be out and around, just do that. Let me know. I'm enjoying 55 calorie beer. My beer water. I really think all Budweiser's doing is taking their regular beer and adding water to it until it's 55 calories.
Oh, man. And I still can't get down with that percentage.
It is. I didn't know until after I bought it. Yeah. But still, I mean, I might be better off just having like a regular beer if I'm trying to get a buzz.
You could probably have like a couple real drinks and then stick around with those.
No, so just drink scotch, to be honest with you. Yeah. Or something, you know? Or a clear liquor.
Liquor? Yeah. I hardly knew her.
Yeah, I love saying that.
My favorite joke. Yeah. Love that shit. Never gets old. Liquor
I hardly know her. Yeah.
I even had Mom Alex saying that for a while. I used
to say
like, I would say something about that. Like, I was at the liquor store and she would say, like, I hardly knew her. It was fucking dope. What is that beer? Bud 55?
Select 55. Select 55. Hey, all right, so look, here we got. All right, so you got your choice. You got mechanic. You got forklift driver. Machine tender. Bag catcher. I thought it was bug catcher, which is like dudes that are trying to get AIDS, HIV.
Oh, yeah, I know about bug catcher.
Yeah, the bug. And this one here, which says PTA third shift, doesn't say what it's for.
Want
to drive a forklift drunk? That sounds fun.
Alcohol, 2.4. I'm looking at it, dude. I can't believe that. That's like unfathomable. That's like, what's the point, man?
Look, I didn't know until...
I know.
Yeah, man. I didn't know until after. But hey, 55 calories, yeah! All
right. Yeah, right? I never would have thought of it. What kind of job am I getting?
Forklift driver. Forklift. Mention drinking.
Please leave your name.
Bitch! All right, mechanic. Drunk mechanic. We can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can be drunk anything you want.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of Aaron Bartels. I am...
Hey, Fartel. I sent it. I put it in the chat. Does that work?
That works. It's perfect. Yes, and I see it. Here we go. Fuck your mother.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Vegas, this guy.
We Google mapped him and, like, talked about being around the corner and, like, all this. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let me change the ID to something local to him. That might help out, too.
Oh, fuck, you got the cancer yet? My two sons died of the cancer. They're in hell waiting for you.
I got him really good on one ass. What the hell at one time? About his pecker or something? I forgot what the fuck I said to him. I got him real good. He got so fucking angry. It's like, hey, did you hear what? Your pecker. He's like, you motherfucker, you.
That other old guy, that Roy Bubico, like, he got really dirty one night when me and Ida called him, because he was always just a weird old man. But then he's like, I'm rubbing my pecker thinking about you. Pecker made me think of it. I was like, holy shit, Roy Boo went off the chain. Yeah, you might be able to just bullshit him for a while. I hope he didn't turn it off. Because, like, yeah, I didn't even get the voicemail anywhere.
Mm.
Remember that? Hello, sorry, we can't take your car.
We can't, yeah. Oh, man. It was messed up the one time he said his kids died of the cancer, and I started laughing.
Oh, well, it's a weird thing, because he says, like, the kids want to give it to us. This one's just the funny one that just says, thanks for calling Aaron and Jim. That's that one. If you want.
There goes Phil. No Phil. Phil is
I think Phil. Not to blame
your call, cannot.
But
dialed the wrong here.
I Poke Smart was calling Phil a lot too. So he's getting calls late at fucking night. Then
please leave your message for
Karen and Jim.
Did he change the voicemail?
No, no, that's a different person. Okay. But that's just Aaron and Joe. This is a number I like to call just to hear that. I don't know.
There's always the Sabelli also.
Yeah, that's.
But that's your show. I don't want to take your shit.
I guess this is a pseudo
Isabella. Yeah,
well, this is like my time.
Yeah. Almost, yeah, man. I didn't even think.
I don't know.
Where's Zach's at? That fuck.
Yeah. Well, he said he'd be home today, in 2 hours.
Okay.
So maybe there could be.
Alright. So then, I don't know. Then you guys go on then. Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I'll need a nap, but I don't know. But if not, we'll definitely do one this week.
Yeah. Alright. Here's another A. Muhammad. This one goes out to Nunu. That owl. Son of an owl. We got lots of job calls still here.
Oh, did you see the one Muhammad's on Golden Hillock Road?
No.
On Hillock Road, it says.
Let me see. Oh, we gotta get that. We gotta put that at the top. Yeah, I see it there.
I swear, that's gotta be a Muhammad that I call all the time.
Hello? Oh, come on. I'll try him again. Charmuda is. We'll call that first Muhammad, too.
Dude, my back and shit's been so fucking tightly.
You gotta do squats.
Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
I had this, like, knot up here the other day. Oh. And it was so bad, like, and Mom had this little, like, ball roller thing. And, like, put it, it just hurt, like, when it touched it. It was so weird.
I've been having a herniated disc.
I don't know.
Hello, your call cannot be taken.
It's my shoulder, and I know it's from like walking with the fucking walker, and like because my left leg won't go step up high enough, I'm like really going up on my right toes with like every step, I'm like pendulating it around,
gotcha.
And I'm pushing up with like my right arm kind of.
Yeah, when I first broke my ankle and I first started using the walker, I would wake up. I'd be all right when I wake up and I'd use the walker like to go to the bathroom for the first time. My arms were like, my shoulders and arms were in so much fucking pain. So they started putting these patches on my shoulders, just direct on, you know, like those pain patches and stuff.
Mm.
And that helped out, but they were super cold coming out of the fridge at the hospital.
Yeah.
So that would make me shit. Oh, this is fucking mess. That was a mess. It was a fucking mess. All right, here's F. Muhammad. You take it. This is on.
Okay, is that the one?
Yep.
That's the one I always call, though. Let me see. I won't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Mr. Muhammad at Golden Hillock Road?
What happened?
Yeah. Put the man on the phone, please, lady.
What happened, sir?
Huh?
Okay,
go ahead. Shamuta.
Put the man on the phone.
Who's the man?
Do it now.
Sharmuta.
Now.
Sharmuta.
Sharmuta. Sharmuta.
Yeah, you Sharmuta.
Anta Sharmut.
Yeah, couscous. Sharmuta, couscous, shut up.
Kalab wahid. Kalab wahid. Ya himar.
Bitch. Sharmuta, you.
Let's speak to Mr. Muhammad, please.
God, she sounds like a little Muppet.
I've talked to him a bunch. He's got like some like teenage like kids or something that they speak like just English, you know, like UK English.
Yeah.
And they like eventually after he'll get frustrated with me and put one of them on the phone. And but yeah, like how cool is that Muhammad that lives on Golden Hillock Road?
Is that funny, lady?
Hello.
Hi, I was calling for the Miss Muhammad Sharmuta.
Excuse me?
I was calling for Miss Muhammad Sharmuta.
That's disgusting, you do know that.
Yeah, well.
You need to fuck right back off to where you came from and stop calling our line.
Well, fuck her in every hole she has. Oh, that's disgusting.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
What is that? Sharmuta?
Sharmuta is a whore.
No. I'll just. Sharmuta.
It's a new banjo. It's a new hotness. That's.
It's a new banjo. I never got on the banjo thing. Sharmuta.
It's a perfect time to jump on the Sharmuta train.
Okay, yeah. Like, you gotta catch a trend on this upswing.
You gotta strike while the
iron's hot. That's what, yeah, like, yeah. I felt that I didn't get on the Bancho thing at the beginning. True, true. And, like, I'm just, like, yeah, like, old man saying, yo. Or I guess I do that. Whatever.
All right. They hung up and picked up and hung up real quick.
I hate that. That's bad customer service.
That's the cancer. All right, we'll call back inventory takers here. I like that lady.
Sure.
Taking inventory. My dick.
And everybody out there, go to tinychat.com/prankcallnation. See me and my Halloween setup. I got a mummy. I got.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Yeah, hi. I'm calling for inventory takers.
You're looking for inventory takers, or you're calling about our help wanted ad in the paper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What can I answer for you?
Well, where do I send the thing? How does it go?
You apply online at our website.
Okay. How do I do that then? Where do I go?
Where do you go? If you just go to our website and you're going to look at careers and you'll follow the prompt.
Wait. Hang on. Just one thing at a time. I'm just kind of new to the. All right. So, website. What do I open? What do I do on the computer?
Do you have the Help Wanted ad?
Well, yeah, I'm calling you, right? And I have a computer.
Okay. So did you go to our website?
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm calling.
The web address you need is in our printed ad. If you go to there and select careers, you can follow the prompts to submit your application.
In our printed ad?
Okay. I think that you should call me back after you have submitted your application.
Well, thank you said I'm asking for the website. InOurPrintedAd.com. Nope. I know my rights, lady. Okay, well, there's that. So we tried the mechanic already. That didn't work. We got this house here, which is what now? Must possess valid driver's license. I can't forget. I think Matt's muted himself. We have an extension with this one. My guess is it's going to go to an informative voicemail, but let's find out.
I am sorry. Right. That's not a valid extension.
No, I'm not doing this right now. Not dealing with that. I don't have the time or patience. Now it's not the time or the place. Cleaning positions open and available. We'll try that. Here we go. Unrelaxed ass, it's an...
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bro. Getting a cleaning job.
What? Hey, what happened with the job? Did you get it?
Hi, you reached Heather Gillen. Sorry I missed your phone call. If you could leave me a... Please hold while I try that extension.
What's up
Goodbye.
With... Oh, come on. What's up with the animated avatars on Facebook now, huh? That's really... I don't like it at all. No, sir, I don't like it, like a horse would say.
Mr. Horse would say.
Anyone who does that, I don't know.
What happened with the job?
The job?
Away from.
Do ask for website? Is that the one?
Hell yeah, the website. Like.
Yeah, she didn't want to deal with it. She just sat to call her back when I had uploaded the thing. The resume, I guess. Applied, registered, whatever.
Can I call about the job?
Absolutely. Let's call her. She just sent a fake resume.
I like the cut of your jib. Your rapport with that lady.
The cut of my jib with her?
The cut of the jib.
Yeah.
Isn't that some boat talk? What kind of job is this?
Boat talk?
Boat talk.
Sounds like a crazy, shitty podcast. Talk about fishing and boat.
It's just all about boat, Luke.
Right, here you go, inventory takers. Take it away, Matt.
Kimberly speaking.
Hey, I'm calling about that job posted.
I really want you guys to stop calling, okay? If you call again, I'm going to consider this.
I'm not completely.
How many fingers?
Stop calling.
How many fingers?
I am a completely different person.
Animated avatars on Facebook now. I don't like it, man. It's kind of rude.
I don't mind it.
Taking up bandwidth on my phone.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I got pretty quick internet. Oh, did I tell you I switched to that fucking 5 gigahertz instead of the 2.4 whatever, my Wi-Fi thing?
Oh, yeah? Oh, that'll help.
My internet downloads went from, like, 20, which I thought was really good, 20 down and, like, I'd get, like, 20 up. And now it's, like, fucking 90 down and, like, to fucking 80 up. Or something crazy.
Yeah. So what, you get that wireless B?
Just from switching that.
You went from wireless B to AC? I don't even know what's...
Yes, whatever. You know how there's the, like... there's like 2.4 and there's 5. And so I got an external just, you know, USB one that's a dual thing. And
right.
It's faster than shit. I guess, like, the theory is it's because 2.4 is getting so full.
Okay.
That it's not really that much faster, but there's no, like...
You don't have all the saturation in the...
Yeah, like, because, I mean, if I go to internet, like, dude, I'm in, like, a fucking downtown, part, and there's just, like, everybody, all the offices around, and everybody in these apartments.
That's true. That'll screw you up there. Yeah, well, you know... I'm glad he moved up, and then eventually everyone else will move up.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy as fuck with my provider, and it's weird because it's not weird, but they microwave it to the fucking roof.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's like, I didn't think that was that fast a thing, but.
We're sorry, your call.
You got that microwave to the curb.
Yeah, well, they got the microwave to the roof, and then, like, they ran like Ethernet cables through the whole building.
Okay. That's
so
good.
So I guess, like, maybe in the future, since there's cables.
Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 5:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Wait while I transfer your call. Sorry. Is not available.
Sorry,
record your message at the tone.
Hail
when you are
Hail Saturn.
Well, I don't think CRISPR Cream's gonna work out. They don't want our business.
Fuckers.
Alright, we got now hiring cooks, dishroom attendants, dishroom.
Was that Krispy Kreme?
Well, that was, yeah, but the extension is stupid piece of fucking
shit. I think it's so stupid.
Well, we had this conversation Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we did. Like, we did once. It's like, makes my teeth hurt thinking about it.
Let's see. The suggestion is you have Grievous Oxygen. What? Hang on. God. You have Grievous in assembling. I have previous. Okay. Experience in assembling Sibians. Sibians! Yeah. Okay.
Sibian? That's the fuck machine.
The sex machine, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Basically, a vibrating stool. They can put a dildo.
Thing,
yeah. Howard Stern was.
And what?
Good afternoon, Geico Arme. Can I help you?
I'm sorry. What? What did you just say? What did you say? Hello.
This is Geico Arme at the Greater Cincinnati Airport.
Okay. Good. I'm calling for position. Equipment assembly and cook and dishroom attendant.
Okay.
You said like, like kind of funny.
You have to apply online at gaygourmet.job.
At gaygourmet.job?
Yes.
Okay. How do I do that then? Like, where do I go?
To gaygourmet. Click on careers.
Is it a .com? Do I put the .com in?
You can put .com or .jobs.
Okay. On where on the computer?
You see careers?
I have the blank computer open.
Do you have a Google?
Let me check. I'm going to search on Google. Do I have? Yeah, I have a Google. Yeah.
Google Gate Gourmet.
Go to Gay Gourmet.
Yes.
Okay, I found this on the web for I go to get a gourmet.
Apply job gay gourmet?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, I found this on the web for apply job gay gourmet.
Make the job go gay gourmet cook job motherfucker.
What?
I'm talking to Google. Okay, I want to apply for the fucking job, gay gourmet, Google, damn it.
Searching Google for okay, I want to apply for the fucking job, gay gourmet.
Oh, that's so good. Oh.
I'm going to do that more.
I'm not used to having the mute so bad that much. The gay gourmet? I mean...
What did you hear? What he answers like, "Thank you for calling Gay Gourmet." Like that's something I would do in a call. Why do you do that? That's why I stopped everything. Like, what the fuck did you just say?
He just wanted you to come see me at the show. Like, was it? What is, dude? What is this? I'm so curious. What it's all about?
Oh my god, Gate Gourmet. It's like an airline. Food cooks, I guess.
But then, why does he say he builds Sibians? What's it called? Gay?
Hello, Gay Gourmet?
Yes.
I want to apply for a Gay Gourmet job, please.
You have to go online to gaygourmet.com.
Here's what I found on the web for help old apply for Gay Gourmet job.
All right, but I went there and I'm talking to the Google. You said, where do I go from there?
You go to the website.
Go to the website now! Okay, I'm there.
Why are you using verbal commands?
Because, I mean, that's only know... I only know how to deck that. I mean... Apply job, gay gourmet, right now, I said!
I'm not sure I understand.
Why aren't you typing?
Well, you're fucking stupid!
Quit talking
well,
like
I
that
never.
To me.
I'm not talking to you!
Oh my god.
Quit talking like that.
And I don't, dude, it's a place called Gay Gourmet.
Gates, like an airport gate. Gate Gourmet.
Gate, I swear, dude, there's no way. That guy's, this is Gay Gourmet.
It's like, oh, yeah, sure. You could go there too, yeah.
It's just so, dude. What the fuck
is it's like getting mad and yelling at Siri.
Why does Airplane want you to make Sibians? I still don't understand.
No, it's different. That's a different job. The suggestion okay. was for me to say that I have experience assembling Sibians. Oh,
okay.
No, that's. So,
dude, I thought, like. Guys, I thought, like, I don't know, I thought he said, like, the guy you're calling had experience building Sibians,
no,
he was the gay gourmet, whole thing was just leaving question marks around my head.
Got some weird sexual gourmet Sibian thing going on.
And then I'm like, what does that have to do with their flinch?
Oh, I'm gonna do that again.
Call him back.
Right now, but please leave a detailed message and I will return your call.
You won't return shit, bitch. Alright.
She says detailed.
Detailed. I'm leaving a message. I'm opening my mom.
It is approximately 1307.
Staff, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because I need to apply for a job. Do I have to do that on the computer?
Okay, what job are you applying for?
Staff, join our team. Staff is hiring RNs, LPNs, and STNAs. Registered nurses must have 1+ year of experiences per diem across Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Travel assignments available nationwide. Licensed practical nurse, huh?
Okay, you're in Cincinnati?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Hold on just a second. I'm going to transfer you to Daryl.
All right,
hold on just a moment.
All right.
Excuse me?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. God bless you.
Appreciate your patience. Daryl, wouldn't that get a fucking computer or robot or something in the movie with Dabney Coleman? I think he was like a robot kid.
Daryl?
Like, I'm sorry, he's not at his desk. Can I take a name and number and call you back?
Where on the computer do I go?
Well, for our positions, you have to complete that process by coming in person.
Well, you don't have a computer? Thank fucking.
Excuse me?
I mean, you gotta work with me here.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't help you.
All right, go to hell.
What was the guy she was looking for?
Daryl?
Oh, Daryl. Let's call that going. Up to Daryl.
Excuse me?
Say, hey, is my buddy Daryl at his desk?
Can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, sweetheart? Is my buddy Daryl at his desk right now?
You know, sir, I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
Why can't you help me?
I'm asking not call here anymore. Thank you.
Come on, sugar tits. Help me
sugar
out.
Tits. God, there's a position here for HHAs. It's called for the ha-ha. The ha-ha job. Ha-ha, get it?
Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
I want another one where they got to go to the website so I can talk angry dirty to Siri.
I don't know if that was a blank man's name, but I know.
Thank you for calling. Press 4 to continue. This call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling MCI's ANI verification system.
Calling ANI 7027741.
It just keeps reading numbers at me.
It's like a number station, dude.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I used to hear a number station I used to broadcast in Miami. I could hear it in Orlando. It was numbers in Spanish. Later on, I found out that...
Oh, that's like the Cuban one.
The Cuban 7, yeah. It was the Cuban 7 or whatever, yeah. But I used to hear it every Sunday at the same time it come on. I was like, 11:44. 27, 24, 77. I was like, oh shit, that's
they're so neat.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. That shit still happens too, I guess.
I know, they're still broadcasting. Yeah. I like that weird shit. Creepy, fringy thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything? I can't think of the name of it. The Toy NB, the guy that was leaving those weird plaques. On streets in different cities, like
no,
Toy NB. It says something about Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey, like Resurrect Dead on Jupiter. It's like, and there are these really neat, like tile things, like in the
asphalt.
Please
hold while I try that extension.
There's a great documentary about it. Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't think of the name of it. I got some stickers.
Hello?
Of it.
Hello.
Hi, is this laser shit?
No. This is Lamar Advertising.
Oh, wow. I was calling for a job with laser shit, last minute delivery.
Okay.
Stupid.
Are you looking for Lamar Advertising?
Well, I mean, I could be.
Oh. Okay.
You sound ethnic and cute. What's your skin tone like? Olive or darker? Africa? Black? You like Chipotle?
No, I don't.
How many fingers can you do?
You have the wrong number.
How many fingers, I said? You're thinking about it. You trying? There she goes. I think I missed Alden.
Dude, she did sound effing cute. Yeah, you fucked up there, dude.
I'm no good at that stuff,
it's
man.
It's so funny. Like, I never, like, it took me a minute to get the fingers thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, a drinker, dude, and I think, like, two fingers of whiskey or three fingers of whiskey in a glass. Like, that's what I... That, so maybe these people are drunks and they're thinking about that? Like... I don't know. Give me a whole goddamn bottle.
Now we're talking sexual fingers.
Yeah.
Let's see if I got the right number this time. I'm going to be taking a break here so I can pee.
I've got all fingers and other people.
This is Jeremy Bogard. Please leave a message. Thanks.
Same fucking number.
Begin recording your message.
Laser shit my ass.
Are you saying shit?
Well, it's laser ship, but I keep saying laser shit.
Yeah. But yeah, like I've gotten all fingers and other people.
Oh yeah? How many fingers you done? What's your record?
All five. Fingers and thumb. Yeah, I didn't go two-handed, but...
Oh, wow, because the thumb isn't a finger. I hate people saying, it's a fucking finger. Yeah, well, fuck you. Here's this call real quick for a Black 93 S10 truck, motherfucker. Yeah.
Give me that truck, yo. Buster knows us up.
Should have checked the call already.
Yes, you have reached the Baker's Residence. Please do.
Fuck them. All right, we got an 89 GMC van. That's an old fucking cocksucking van right there.
It's probably dope, dude. I'd probably really want it. Like, so many of these things. Like, it's a rapey van. I really dig it. I'd love a big, creepy old van.
Creepy old man van.
Oh, yeah. Dude, when I drove that work van for years. Like, that was my daily driver. Like, an extended, big, like, windowless van. Like, or there were back windows, but there were no side windows, and there was a cage thing. So,
just full of parts in there for your cell phone job?
Yeah, well, no, that was the battery job. That was testing batteries, so I carried a big battery lift back there.
Huh.
Yeah, like, you know, like a hydraulic, like, floor. It's like, I could send you a picture of it. But yeah, that thing was a bitch to push around. See if I can.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got an 89 GMC van for sale?
I do.
Can I come see it?
You sure can.
All right. Can I touch it?
Can you touch it?
Yeah, like I want to be able to get inside, touch it inside.
Oh, you can drive it down the road and dry it out.
Is there a limit how many miles I can put on it?
I don't know. It just got a quarter tank. It won't go too far.
Okay, that's fine. No, but I'm just, you know, if I can go like a mile around the block, you know, a few times.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we, do you know where Buzzard Roost is?
Yeah, do you know where, the Horse Machine Ranch Road is?
Not right offhand, I don't.
Oh, it's a new development out here. Yeah, I want to go in there and just touch it and kiss it, smell it inside, touch the van's private parts. A little bit.
Yeah, just whenever you're wanting to come on over, just come on. My husband's at home, so he can go over everything with you.
All right, yeah, he can go all over me, if you know what I mean. He can kiss me all over my body. He can touch me. I can shave down, shave everything for him. He can have his way.
That's okay.
Try it back.
She probably won't pick up. Dude, I like how when you get creepy, all of a sudden there's a husband involved.
Yeah. Yeah, come down. My husband's here.
Right. Hey, you seeing these battery lift pictures I'm putting in?
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, like, so I care about those.
You got a hiss. You got a hissing. Like a snake.
It
your
didn't
call
have
has
that
been
big
forwarded
back.
To an automatic voice
those
message system.
Powered, maybe, but it was about the same thing. Mine was flip pump.
Puppies. Federico Fellini in the flesh. Last one here before I take a break. Sergio Ciccini inside his mesh.
Bitch, I've been breaking since the 80s. Yo, Google me, baby, you crazy. 89 in London pulling bins up. Type it in, Google's your friend, bro. Google is your friend. Mine was more like this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Alright, well, when we come back, we'll have more prank calls. We're going to be calling more jobs. We've got business to call.
Hello, we going for?
Matt Hillock will be here.
How long are we breaking?
About 6 minutes, maybe. You got enough time? Do some calisthenics over there, you know? Do some burpees.
BRB.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
All right, I'll be right back. More prank calls and such. Madhouse Radio, MadhouseLive.com, PrankCallNation.com, Gort.org/Madhouse. See you in a moment. The jury hung.
Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. My tenure took me through Virginia. Ask Teddy Riley about me. Ask the Federales about me. Try to build a cell around me. Snatch my nigga Emery up. Try to get him to tell about me. He told 12, give me 12. He told him to go to hell about me. Drug dealers anonymous. Y'all think Uber's the future. Our cars been autonomous. Mules move the drums. Take them to different spots. We just call the shots by simply moving our thumbs. I'm a course of miracles with this shit. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. I always knew I was a prophet, but I couldn't find a decent job. Life made me ambidextrous. Counting with my right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel. FBI keep bringing them all white vans through.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hi, this is Julie with Reward Redemption. You recently visited one of our affiliate websites. And in appreciation, we have a $100 rebate voucher for you, redeemable at popular stores like Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, and many more. Press 1 now to call into the rewards department to receive your $100 rebate voucher, or press 2 if you would like to be placed on our Do Not Call list.
Thank you. Please wait while we connect you to the next available representative to fulfill your request.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling. Are you looking to be removed from the list tonight?
Yes. Are you a real person?
I am indeed a real person.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I'm letting you know, you do realize that it is 12:46 in the morning, correct?
I did not realize that. I'm actually in Hawaii.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm in Las Vegas, and yes, it is a 24-hour town, and yes, I did just happen to walk in waiting for my husband to get off of work. But mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is it's well after midnight. It's almost 1 in the morning, and I don't know why these calling things keep calling me like that. So can you please take me off your list?
Well, I understand you have questions, ma'am, but I have questions of my own. Since you're up this late, are you a prostitute?
No.
Okay, well, don't be making assumptions then. Let's get through this together. I want to remove you off this list. I want to make you happy, and that's what I'm here for.
Okay, so you think it's okay to call me and then ask me if I'm a prostitute, and then tell me we'll get through this together? How about you go take a razor, shove it up your ass, and pour some fucking alcohol on it, and then breathe fucking fire, you dickhead. Goodbye. Take me off the goddamn calling list.
That's awfully disturbing. Do you talk around with your
Hi. Who are you holding for?
I'm holding for the head chef man in charge. Who am I speaking with, and why are you answering?
This is the regional manager. My name is Kim. And
that's nice, honey. This is Valente. I need to speak to the chef, please. There's a gentleman there who I was working with before.
The chef passed your phone call along to me.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak? Is there
Could
a gentleman
there? Could you not call me honey, please? What is your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Valente is your first name?
That's right, sweetie.
Okay, please don't call me sweetie.
I just want to have a conversation with him because I want to teach him. I want to teach Fernando over there how it is you're supposed to make the steak.
Well, Fernando, quite frankly, was feeling rather disrespected because you were yelling, as was the general manager, and I happened to be in town this evening, so she passed your call along to me.
I happened not to yell at anybody until I started getting the runaround from that lady. I never raised my voice to Fernando. And if he's saying that, then someone is lying. And I have a feeling it might be you making up stories right now, trying to dissuade me from the situation, sweetie. I don't appreciate it.
Sweetie.
Okay,
well,
hon.
I don't appreciate this, sweetie.
Well, you know, is there...
So
how many other... What are you, a regional manager? Your assistant to the regional manager?
No, I'm the regional manager.
Is there a man above you somewhere that I can talk to that happens to
be
there?
My CEO is the man that's above me.
Well, good.
He's the only person that's above me.
Does he happen to be in there coincidentally since I've seen
him? No, he's not here tonight.
Seems to me like I'm speaking to some random woman who's working there who wants to impersonate that she's wearing the man pants here and is a regional manager. Right. The regional manager just happens to be in on a Tuesday night.
Well, I happen to live in Las Vegas, so yes, I happen to be here on a
Ridiculous.
Tuesday night.
Ridiculous. You obviously do live in Las Vegas, and you're obviously new money.
Well, I don't know what any of this means. So
you don't know what new money is? It's people
when you're ready, to tell me what the issues are and speak to me in a respectful manner, in the manner that I'm speaking to you in,
right.
Then we can talk. So you can give me a call anytime.
That's nice, honey. Do you want to write down my phone number?
I don't know why you'd want me to call you back.
Well,
I am a woman. After
well,
all.
Once you calm down, you can call me back.
I'm very calm. You're the one that's not calm.
Well,
I'm
pass this number
calm.
On to the man in charge of things over there.
Well, I will give him your information, but I'm quite sure that you're not going to get a phone call from him.
Then I'll call back in.
He doesn't.
Where can I call him at? Where is he at?
Huh. You can leave a message for him here. What is
no,
your,
where's the corporate headquarters?
Valente?
Valente is all you need, Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, yes, and I happen to be a CEO myself of Valente and Associates.
Great.
In Oklahoma City. And I don't have a habit of coming. I come here once a month to handle business, and every time I come here and I get the most substandard steak from apparent immigrants or something that was going on here with these people that work here named Fernando and Gonzalez.
But now you're speaking offensively about race.
I'm Hispanic,
sir. I'm not
going
to put up with it. Why don't you give me your phone number and you can call me back whenever you calm down and stop racial slurs and feminine slurs toward everyone on my team here. I'm not going to tolerate it.
Let's
what
see.
Is your phone number, Valente?
405.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, 405.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new number. 666.
Okay, great.
And listen, honey, you just sit there and be pretty and make sure you get that message out to the CEO, as you said, honey. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Bye-bye.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long-legged test-out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Great Flame.
Yeah, you fuckers lost. You lost. You lose, motherfucker. You lose, motherfucker.
He told me the number.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and fuck yourself, okay?
Piece of shit, Greek. Piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit. You're a motherfucker, fucking idiot. That's
you're Malacca.
You
you're Malacca, fucking.
I'm Malacca. If I hear you in front of me, I'll show you who's Malacca.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
I fuck your mom
in front of me. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Okay?
Piece
you
of
you
shit.
Fucking stupid motherfucker. That's what you are. And you know what? I fuck your mom, your dad, your whoever, your fucking family, motherfucker.
Fuck you. I'm Costa Rican and I'm better than you.
You know what? Fuck Costa Rica. All for Costa Rica. I will go fuck Costa Rica today. I'm going to fuck two Costa Ricans today.
Fuck.
To show you who fuck who. Motherfucker, piece of shit.
Yeah, we fucked you. Yay.
You fucked you.
We fucked Greece. Costa Rica.
Yeah, you fucked yourself, you motherfucker.
We fucked
you. Got, you.
I'm going to call the police.
Okay, hey, police is coming. Don't worry. Okay.
Oh.
Tell you what. Fuck you. You, your family, all Costa Rica, and plus all your fucking country, whatever you have left. Bitch.
I lose.
That's what you are, you fucking bitch.
You
okay?
Loser.
I'm a loser?
Yeah.
I'm a loser. I'm a fucking loser. Now it's because I fuck you anytime I want,
you're,
bitch.
Yeah, but you still
okay?
suck at football.
You suck my dick.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Hang
on. Okay?
Pustis.
You understand that?
You pustis?
Yeah, pusty, put your my dick in your ass, you pusty.
Yeah, you want it because you're pusties.
Okay.
You
track the number? You track the number?
Listen.
Okay, we got the number. You know what? I'm gonna call the fucking cops, or I'm gonna call my friend Mafia, gonna come and kick your ass up there.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get you fucking pieces, bitch.
Fuck
I'm gonna cut you pieces from your dick up to your fucking head, because that's where you deserve to be. Wait. If you have your balls, wait.
Okay, come so I can fuck your friend. I'll fuck your friend
okay.
for you.
You fuck my friend? You
yeah.
a motherfucker piece of shit lose no number
have,
because if you don't lose the number,
have,
I'm gonna call my friends now. Fuck you.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Dime, buddy. ¿Cómo estás? Dime.
Beauty Dion, Cherokee, Pinky, Roxy Reynolds, got me in the sky.
All right, here we are. Hi, I'm Carlito, and I'm back. I'm here with Matt Hillock. Yeah. What? Bad time?
Oh, no. Like, I didn't, like, I went and some garbage and shit, and I came back, and then I just heard something.
Oh, you thought it was
a
real prank.
Oh, and I was like, oh, shit. And I turned Tiny Chat back on, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy? And then I was like,
No. I'm back.
No, no. Oh, shit. It's about to get real.
Justin's flexing in Tiny Chat. What the hell? Which Justin is that? Look at those hairs.
It has to do with your shirt.
No, wow. Show us your penis, Justin. We want to see penis.
He's the one with the fat guy Carlito shirt.
Oh, Justin. Justin Big Ham. Yeah. Right. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah.
Big Ham sandwich.
Just that big guy, boy.
Wow, he's got muscles. Yeah, it's nice. I must say. All right, well, he was usually redoing his bathroom or something, too.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, here it comes.
Catch that tiny chat dog.
Oh, it's coming.
All you ladies out there and gays, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Matt's there. He's got his shirt off. He's got nipple clamps on. And Justin's in there with his shirt off also. He's going to show penis here pretty soon. We got that going on. There's some others. A random white guy in there, too. Buster Casey. Oh, Buster Casey's there.
Random white guy.
This is John Connor jacket on, too. That's cool. All right. Very John Connor-esque jacket. Let's continue here with show. Let's call for a camper that's being sold. A camper!
A caravan, they would call it in the UK.
Caravan.
Oh, look, he's about to come out. He's unleashing the beast.
Oh, yeah.
He does it.
You got a camper for sale?
Oh, no. He gagged me.
Hello?
Yeah.
You have a camper for sale?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I test drive it, or is it just for looking?
It's not an RV when you pull behind.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, it's a pull behind. All right, so can I hook it up to my car and pull it behind around for a little while, make sure it pulls okay?
Well, we're in Virginia right now, and the camper's actually in Tennessee.
Well, that's pretty stupid, right, of you, to put it on there and you're not even around?
No, that's not, because I see it all the time. We go to Tennessee all the time and look at that.
Oh, well, who's selling it? Your husband? Maybe he's the stupid one.
No, I was the one put it on.
You what?
No, I was the one put it on there.
Oh, you're the one that put it on there, but you're a woman. You can't have camper. You know?
Well, you must be from another camper then.
Is that where you fuck guys in the camper? You pull it around? You fuck guys in it?
No, you must be from another camper if you don't fuck women have rights in the United States.
Can you turn the fucking TV off?
No, I can't.
What?
No, I can't.
Then go outside then and talk to me.
What was that?
Whoa,
call him back.
Yeah, call him back. He'll probably pick up.
Yeah.
No, let me talk to him.
I want to ask her if she's got the benzos or the hair on. No offense.
I bet you he picks up.
What's she
partying with? Step in now.
And then you can argue with him.
No, you still.
Okay.
We both
what
will.
Was this about in here?
Camper.
Oh, camper.
It's a pull behind.
It's pull behind, little camper.
I pull behind her.
Pull behind camper.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Oh, he's a chicken shit.
It sounds like something like you call a pretty girl's fat friend.
Pull behind. She's a pull behind. Instead of a wingman, it's a pull behind.
damn.
Learn something every day on the show. Okay, well, not every day, but you know what I mean.
If that wouldn't learn, I just made it up for a turn.
All right. We got Digestive Health Specialist Center. Okay, cool. I just don't get it
because Mercedes was a honey. All the world is one. Oh, I found my sticker envelope the other day. Or what? I didn't find the box yet. All of these stickers I got. That's a lot of stickers.
Thank you for calling Digestive Health Specialist. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Please listen carefully as our options change.
Hey, you want the,
if you're a medical provider needing to speak to one of our digestive health providers, please press 5.
One, then I call
for prescription refills,
Church and Dwight.
Please hold while I transfer your
human
call.
Human, medical, or animal. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a big company that makes like Arm & Hammer baking soda and shit like that.
Oh, I'll call him, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it's good to dick with him. He's just, well, what we need to do before is get a UPC online.
Oh.
Because then that's what you can say.
Thank
like,
you for your patience. Calls are handled in the order they are received.
My animal ate this food.
Yeah, hello.
Digestive Health, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My friend Matt, I don't know if you can hear him. He's in a toilet. He's having some really bad digestive issues.
Okay, what's the patient's last name and date of birth?
Hillock, middle name Fucking, first name Matt.
What's the date of birth?
Matt, what's your date of birth?
8-3. Wait, I don't... Never mind, I don't know if I'm going to be in their database.
Yeah, he may not be in the database. He's a new patient.
Dude, I don't...
Heartburn is a common and rarely serious condition that affects approximately 19 million Americans. You might have heartburn if you are experiencing a burning pain or discomfort in your abdomen or chest, or if you have stomach discomfort after eating and these symptoms occur more than 2 times per week. Digestive health specialists can help relieve your symptoms, and we can conduct preventative screenings as well. For more information, please visit morethanheartburn.com. We will be with you shortly. Thank you for your patience.
What?
I haven't done the pissing while looking for a job yet. Forgot about that. It's always fun.
Call a job and beg them for drugs.
Hey, it's Arnie!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Arnie!
Sorry, I had to take care of some shit.
Alright. Gotta do some laundry.
Digestive Health Specialist now has an online link to manage your care. Please ask about obtaining an account just for you. The new system allows you to access a summary of your office visit, view your test results, and confirm appointments. For more information, please visit www.chsgi.com.
All right, there's a job available for auto body repair.
Thank you for your patience.
This is going to take a while here, I think. So let's just do that in the meantime.
There's like a lot that, like, just the amount of the brands right here, there's a lot of funny things.
So what's this Church Dwight?
Dude, that's the number of the human meds. That's their.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got a job available for auto body repair?
Yeah, but I'm in Sadieville, Kentucky. Where am I speaking to you from?
I'm here too. I'm in Sadieville.
Hello?
Too. Yeah, I'm here in Sadieville. I'm sorry. I gotta use the bathroom. Yeah, I'm in Sadieville.
Do you need to get your things taken care of there and call me back in a second?
Oh, just be a second. Just be a second.
All right, call me back.
All right.
You didn't give him permission.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system. Extension 47.
Thank you for calling Digestive Health Specialist.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
What's going on?
Thank you for calling.
I'm completely lost by Church of Dwight.
We appreciate your call.
I keep trying to
we are currently
it.
Experiencing a high volume of incoming calls. We apologize for this inconvenience. Our team of patient schedulers will be with you shortly.
I had an Arby in
Thank
here.
You for your patience.
I saw he was around. I said, hey.
And he was around. Like, man, fuck you.
Probably, yeah, fuck, I hate this. Probably.
guy.
Ruined his life.
I'm going to say it again.
Inflammatory bowel.
Okay, the, the church in Dwight. The number. Oh, I'm echoing.
Sorry, that's on purpose.
It's cool. UPC code. Huh, there's not a lot of pictures.
Hello?
Yeah, buddy?
Yeah, hey, man.
You say you do body work?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do metal fabrication and fiberglass as well?
I do frame bending, metal fabrication, fiberglass.
Yeah, have you owned your own place, or where'd you learn to do that at?
I used to have my own shop till fucking Obama fucked everything up, and I ended up having to lay everybody off and close it, then I moved out of here.
Yeah. So you're definitely good at blocking and everything else, right?
Yeah. I kick the car. I kick it all around and soften it up. And I pull up on YouTube how to fix the frame.
Well, I ain't doing no frame stuff. I ain't got no frame rack. I hand make all my metal and everything.
Oh, that's even better, yeah.
Where do you live at in Sadieville?
Actually, I live under a tree right now. I just kind of moved here. I heard there was jobs in the area, so I have a camper under a tree.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
If I was to pay you cash, what are you looking to be paid an hour to do body work?
Well, under the table, $10 an hour. Under the table, though.
$10 an hour.
Under the table, though. I am paying goddamn taxes to that fucking Obama, you know?
Yeah, well, $10 an hour is like paying you over $18 an hour.
Well, yeah, but you ain't paying the taxes, you know?
Well, oh, yeah, I am. There ain't no such thing.
Under the table. You ain't got to fucking pay the tax, motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah. $18 an hour to do, regardless, it's still, that's a lot of money.
Well, I'm saying, forget the taxes then. I'm just saying, just cook the books a little bit. You don't need to pay taxes on me, none, man. I'll pay my own taxes. Put me down like a 1099 employee.
Nah, I ain't gonna do all that.
Yeah, you fucking pussy, you.
Hey, buddy, watch your fucking mouth.
Well, what are you fucking going to do about it,
motherfucker? You don't live under a goddamn tree, boy. I'm going to give you a fucking job, but you know what? You go fuck yourself.
I'll break a bottle over your head.
Call me back, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of shit, you. I need a fucking job, asshole.
No wonder you're on. Well, you should watch your goddamn mouth, fucking stupid ass fucker.
You ain't shit. Don't you talk to me like that.
Stay under your fucking tree, man, is what you better fucking do.
You don't fucking talk to me like that, motherfucker.
Hello? Good.
I think he's been pranked before.
Yes, hello. This is Digestive Health Specialist.
Yeah, hey, my buddy Matt, he's shitting a lot right now. He's got problems with shits.
Okay, are you being serious about this medical appointment, or...?
Yes.
Okay. And you're scheduling for your friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't. He's on the shitter right now. He can't come to the phone.
Okay. If we could use a little different language, that would be great. I'd appreciate that.
All right. Big turds. Big shit brown fucking turds.
All right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to try to explain
talking like
human that. Meds again. No, we got
money. Oh, we got to call that background.
Okay, that is their call-in number, and then these are the products they make, and I took UPC codes off some of them.
Okay.
So if you want to call and say, like, some Trojan condoms, like, they cause some kind of sensitivity, or dog, or I got Nair. They make Nair, and they make first response.
Hello?
Pregnancy test.
Yeah,
hey, man, I'm sorry we got off to the wrong foot there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. You sure did, man. I was going to give you a job, but I'm not interested in it now.
Come on, man.
I wish you luck, buddy.
I'll suck your dick, motherfucker.
I call me back one more fucking time, I'm gonna have some of my buddies at state police come find your fucking
ass.
You want me to send them out?
You ain't gonna do shit, motherfucker. You wanna do shit?
You don't know who you're. You don't fucking talk to, bud.
I'm talking to some jackass guy.
I got a state trooper standing out here in my shop right fucking now. Let me give him the motherfucking phone.
Hurry up, motherfucker, you. Fuck you.
You fucking crazy motherfucker. You
motherfucker,
fuck
I need a fucking job.
What you don't want.
I need a fucking job, I said, motherfucker.
Well, you call somebody else, you stupid son of a bitch. Don't fucking
I know
call
my
me.
Rights.
I fucking let you do shit.
I know my rights, motherfucker.
Right. Oh, I want that trooper on the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you send me that contact?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. He sounds like I could imagine a couple of months to call that guy. I go with repetition rather than good things. I like just making the people upset or becoming friends with them. And then once I become friendly with them.
You flip them.
I give up. Like, once they're a little too smug, it seems like, I just don't call. Like, when they're in on the calls and, like they're, like, cool buddy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I don't start liking. Like, that's, like, people that start knowing you in stores too much.
In stores, like you become a regular kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like I like it. I like it a lot of times, but sometimes it's weird. But I mostly like it. But it's like that kind of thing. I think with like where you call a guy and they get like too friendly, and then like you just like it was kind of cool pulling you in one time, but.
Yeah, look, that's enough. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Artie's right. Yeah, they always want to talk to you and shit. It's like, man, you know, like, don't loop me into that mess. Just give me what I need. I went to.
Get out of the store and they're, like, talking to you for 5 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, I went to some. I went to, like, a Rite Aid the other day or something. I forget where I went. They just. The fucking person at the counter just wanted to talk and talk. Like, all right, yeah, I don't care anymore. She's like, yeah, if you got allergies, they got a new, because I got, whatever, Flonase. And she's like, oh, they got a new one there. I heard it's pretty good. You should go check it out. It's on the aisle. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I got this one.
Like, you're like, way to upsell you, stupid.
Yeah, well, no, she's like, yeah, because this one, I'm like, no, I don't want to do the Allegra spray. It's like, oh, but the hurt is better, and I haven't tried it yet. But I'm like, yeah, I really want to go. So, oh, you got your rewards card now. You know, left it. I can't find my rewards card. It's like, oh, well, you know, you can call this number here. I'll give you a pamphlet. Here's a new car. You call them. Like, God damn it. I just want to go, man. Really, I just really want to go. I don't feel good. I got a sinus infection. I just want my Flonase, and I want to go. That's it. Just fucking get there.
Remember the guy at 7-Eleven in the middle of the night when we made an on-air stop at 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking about, like, the sexual, like, shots they had.
Oh, yeah. They had those, horny goat weed kind of things or whatever.
And I'm asking him, do they work?
What did he say? Did he say yeah? Or he said
I think he said he's never needed them or something.
That was a show there, man. We went on the road. Milkman playing the guitar in the background the whole time, not realizing we couldn't hear him. That was cool. And Tuck's in there like saying, they can't hear you, Milkman. Oh, my God. What year would that be? 2009, probably? 2008?
That's like 10 or 11. I might have still been at UCF.
That would have been 2008. You left UCF, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before the wedding, probably. Fuck, man.
Wait, no, it was probably 2009.
2009. All right, make up your mind, man. Come on. What is it? We already called Digestive Health. Who do we call now? We're going to call Arm & Hammer? Or whatever they're called, the Church
of
Boy?
Yeah, I told you the thing. Okay.
You want me to do what? The products. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but I have the UPCs for them. I have pages with the UPCs. Okay. Like, either you want to say it's an animal thing.
Okay.
Or a human thing. Uh-huh. But, like, you can say, like this, like, this is the condom thing. Like, it fucking burnt you up or burnt up your dog. Dog's butthole, or I don't know,
whatever.
And then the next, but they always ask for the UPCs. That's why
All right, so I need a UPC. All right, and then we go from there.
I just know it helps.
Okay.
It helps makes it seem...
Legit.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do the lubricated one.
And then the second one is Nair. Then the third one I'm sending is first response pregnancy test, which could be fun.
Because it doesn't work on a dog.
Something, probably. Or just, or whatever. Or why is this in my kid's room? Or...
Complain about the pregnancy test that it didn't tell you your kid was black.
Yeah, that's good.
Please press 1 to be connected to an agent.
Right.
This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance. You have reached the medical information line for Church and Dwight. If you have a human-related medical question, press 1. For animal-related medical questions, press 2.
Either human or animal.
I'll be human because I don't think
this call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Oh shit, nigga! And I think he sent me the other day saying Matthew.
So I only got condom ones. I need first. Okay, I got him.
Cool. I could get other ones too. maybe they're closed.
Medical information. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling for medical information. I have a complaint regarding this device here that I've used.
Okay, so are you calling to report some sort of adverse event or just a complaint on a product?
Well, I'm very upset. I would say it's an adverse event. I mean, having a multiracial child's pretty adverse, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect.
Why? What did I say?
What the fuck?
You have reached the medical information line.
From this conversation.
Please press 1 to be connected
to an agent.
Maybe someone's
already made that call.
This call may be recorded or monitored for quality
assurance
purposes. You have reached the medical information line for Church and Dwight.
Church and Dwight.
This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
I like the name Church and Dwight because there's something like that in that cartoon, The Rejected, like something like Dunstan and Mills, or the one that they made, like, the bean lard mulch and shit. Like, they were the ones that allegedly tried to get the rejected.
Medical information. This is Sandy. Can I help you?
Hey, Big Fat Sandy. I have an issue with the first response pregnancy test.
Okay, so I'm not going to be speaking with you if you call me fat, so thank you.
Well, you didn't give me a chance. You didn't give me a chance.
What a
bitch. Was it the same lady, or was it just someone else?
It's like, I don't know, but it was good.
Has anyone ever rolled a resin blunt?
You have reached the medical.
Oh, that's harsh, man.
Please press 1.
Your best bet is just to smear it on the paper and then just smoke that, to be honest with you. Because you're not going to be able to pull on it, really. No, don't do that, man. It's going to waste.
I mean, it's already done and rolled.
Don't roll over. Resin, the best thing to do is to put it in a bowl, man.
You have reached the medical information line for
you can't really hit because there's no air going through. It's just going to burn off, dude.
Question, press 1. For animal-related medical questions,
yeah, it's
going to
light on fire, and you're going to waste it. Put it in a bowl and smoke it that way. Don't be stupid. I don't mean to call you stupid, but don't be stupid.
This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Someone wants to grab a blunt.
Still, it's waste. Then put it in something.
Put it in the bowl with the blunt on it.
Dude, my reefer store has reefer suppositories.
For hiding or for using?
Like, no, for using.
Whoa. That's good, though.
Yeah, I think it's probably for, like, really, really sick people.
I want to try that.
Yeah, you can't, if you have lung cancer and shit.
Probably. Or just, you know, can't swallow good or... Yeah.
She sees ID A. I think this is one bra there, one or two. We'll change the ID. That's fine. We can do that.
Still, think about it this way with the suppository. It cuts out the shit from having to go through the liver, so it'll probably be like really strong.
Yeah.
I know. I'm curious.
Well, that's the major reason why, you know, people do the wine enemas and stuff.
Oh, I just imagine being insta drunk.
From what I hear, it's fast, but, like, real efficient, too. Like, if you're broke on money, you know, you do it that way. And you could do eyeballs, too, right? Like, you could just do, like, vodka shots in the eyeball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Ow.
I got this one crazy edible that I haven't, like, fucked with yet.
Yeah?
25 milligram THC fruit gooby.
Is that a lot?
It's fair. The ones I eat now.
Do they have sugar-free edibles?
They're not that. I think everything I've dealt with so far has been sugar. Oh, no, this main ingredient, organic sugar cane.
Well, there you go. There goes that plan. That won't work for me.
Hang on. My usual guys, my little gummies that I eat all the time.
Oh, you don't want to fuck with the sugar-free gummies, though. We've talked about that before.
Oh, well, you know, water's sugar, so yeah. These little gold beef, these little gummies, these are nice.
Nice. Nice. Have you tried the lollipops yet? I heard mixed reviews on
lollipops. I got them before from some Cali buddy, and yeah, they knocked me on my fucking...
So they did work, because I've heard people say, no, they don't work.
Oh, yeah, I got fucked up off some lollipops.
Yeah, like, that sounds like it'd be the best for, like, flying, you know? You're going to fly right when it gets to the airport, eat the lollipop, and good to go.
Dude, that's with anybody. You can fly with it. It's not an issue.
I guess it's if it's not flour, then, right?
You have reached the medical information line. Please press 1 to be connected to an agent. This call, you have reached the medical information line for Church and Dwight. This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Your news keeps saying he sent new illegal numbers. Please call.
Medical information. This is Tracy. Can I help you?
Hi, Tracy. I have an issue.
Okay. With which product?
With the first response test.
Okay. Is it an adverse reaction or is it not? Is it a question about reading it?
Well, can I give you the UPC then?
You can. It depends on what it's about as to whether or not I help you or not, so that's why I was asking. Sure, go ahead with that UPC, though.
Well, yeah, okay. It's 0226-009-01808.
All righty, let me take a peek here. Okay, so we'll split that up. Okay.
All right, so we used this 9 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Test came back positive. Baby came out. I am white. My wife is white. Baby is black.
Okay.
So why didn't I know about that?
I don't know. It sounds like you've called a couple times, so that has nothing to do with our product.
I'm going to put my lawyer in, Lauren. Artie.
Okay. Well, can I grab your name and phone number here, and then I can document that?
I'll put my lawyer on the line, Matt Hillock, then.
Hey, lady, what's up?
What can I do for you?
He's got a problem with that colored kid.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with our product.
He thought your product, like, there should be another thing. It shouldn't be negative or positive. It should be negative, positive, or black. Should be the thing.
All right. You guys should probably stop calling regarding this. This has nothing to do with our product.
It says it only works on humans, but then black baby comes out. Well, what's the deal?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We are an emergency. We are an emergency call center, and this is not an emergency.
Why won't I call? And it says if this is a medical emergency, call 911. Yeah, right. Good point I had there.
It is.
Sorry, I'm coughing like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You were what?
You failed us.
Coughing.
You failed the fans. You failed Matt. You failed me. You failed Madhouse.
That over something. It's like candy cane, dude. But like, there's no way for air to go through.
Did you put it in a bowl, or are you still doing that? You're gonna screw up, man.
I'm smoking a bowl now.
Okay, because you're wasting it like that, dude. So I'm telling you.
Well, no, most of the blunt's still there.
Most of it. What happened to the rest?
Save the bowl, man. I mean, save the resin for when you need it.
Yeah, it's the same.
Dude, I just scraped a half ounce of resin from one bowl.
Okay. Well, you gotta clean your bowls more often. That's the other thing.
Nah, because I haven't ran out in like months.
Yeah, that is when he gets to scrape and this is in a lean time.
Yeah, you're right. But I like to scrape it like once a month and keep it separate. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to have like all the mixed. Because then you got strain for particular whatever. You know, just whatever. Do what you want.
You ain't got nothing.
You're right.
Don't matter.
You're right.
So cool that I can go to a store now.
That is cool, man. So Ari, speaking of which, there's a medical law vote on the ballot. Did you register to vote? Are you going to vote for it? Or are you just going to complain when it doesn't get passed?
Yeah, I'm registered.
You going to vote then?
Oh yeah. I don't know if I'm going to vote for president, but
you are going to vote for the medical weed thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard what's his face? John Morgan's behind it. Really big time for the people.
He's got a new quote. I heard it on the radio the other day. It made me and the person I was with both laugh our asses off.
Is it get high?
It was like, I think he said power to the people at the end.
Okay.
Like something like that. I think he's like power to the people.
He's, jeez, Christ. He's big time sleazy lawyer in Orlando. Big man around town. He's the guy. He's a big lawyer. And I was at the Altamont Mall once and he was drunk off his ass. Getting carried away by security saying, I'm John Morgan. Yeah, that shit was funny. It was me and my ex-girlfriend.
Was that?
It was like in the middle of the day on a Wednesday, like in the middle of the week, Wednesday or Tuesday, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's like getting dragged out. I don't know how fucking dude. And this is before the Altamont Mall had the elephant bar. The only place you could drink there was at Wonder Bar. It was like a German kind of Wiener Schnitzel place, but they had German beer. So my presumption is he was in there drinking his ass off, eating German sausage probably at lunchtime, and getting drug out. And he's like a big famous fucking. He can't even drive in Florida. His license is gone. He had so many DUIs. He gets driven around in a limo. But anyway, this is back like 99. He's like, I'm John Morgan. You're making a mistake. I'm John Morgan. He's drunk as fuck.
Didn't you say he parks his limo at the Wendy's or something?
Yeah, in Maitland. Yeah. Yeah. It was always parked there on Saturday. I don't know why. The Wendy's parking lot on Saturday would be there for like 3 hours in the afternoon.
It's weird. In a lot of these.
Maybe he's meeting like criminals and stuff.
He's a big fat porky
I
fuck,
hear
too.
These
so.
Towns you mentioned, and I know them from Rappies. Song,
yeah,
like what was that Maitland,
Florida? Oh well, yeah, this Rappy, he had a whole Orlando phase. He was talking about the Amway Center.
Well, he lived down there.
Yeah, he lived in Orlando, really?
Well, he lived down in Florida somewhere.
He was always Amway Arena, this and that.
Yeah. That whole album.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was all down there.
Yeah.
And then the one where he lost his whatever social security card, and he like gives his address, and it's like 1342 Mohawk Trail, like Maitland, Florida. Yeah.
Mohawk
it's
Trail,
so funny because what we were just talking about was Maitland.
Yeah,
I know.
Thank you for calling Morgan and Morgan. Right. This is John Morgan. If you're calling for a free consultation, please press 1.
I'm John Moore.
For anything else, please stay on the line.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, when I was a kid, I used to like call in these like lawyer or like, self-help or not like free lawyer advice.
My name is Liz. I'm happy today.
Hey, puta, I'm calling for John Morgan. Is this the right place?
Well, if you are going to be treating me this way,
what way?
Then this is not the right place because I heard the word that you used, so... Goodbye.
No, please, I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
That's Orlando for you.
He shipped his receptionist overseas.
Yeah, I guess so. That's Orlando. Half the staff speaks Spanish. He's Hispanic.
Thank you for calling Morgan & Morgan. This is John Morgan. If you're calling for...
Sounds like...
Thank you for calling Morgan & Morgan.
Oh, but I used to like call these things.
Your call may be recorded for training or quality assurance purposes.
Press buttons enough to get out of their thing and then like dick around their system.
Uh-oh, we're going to get fucking taken down.
Oh, hey, it's my son. I've had issues with this guy.
He called his ass out on YouTube.
I I call them.
Thanks for calling. My name is Daniel. What type of case can I assist you with today?
Big fucking important case.
Have you contacted us before?
No.
How can we help?
I have proof that Mayor Buddy Dwyer is stealing money and does cocaine inside his office. And he drives around while masturbating. I have pictures and video.
Okay, well, it's not really something we handle and maybe more of an issue for law enforcement.
Put me through to John Morgan. I know that guy.
Sure.
Huh? I think it's that easy. I think it's that easy.
Dude, how is that? Is there really a mayor named Bud Dwyer? I just think in the famous suicide.
Buddy Dyer.
Yeah, but Bud Dwyer's this gun will hurt somebody, you know, the
oh yeah, yeah
guy, like the famous, like yeah. the nice shot man.
I was just in that building a few weeks ago.
Oh no.
They
shit.
Took out the bullet holes. They redid the entire interior of the room.
Oh, that's so So there's another like guy named him?
No.
Oh, you're just
the mayor of Orlando's Buddy Dyer.
Oh, but yeah. Okay.
Bud Dwyer was the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Don't say state.
Everything's slipping out because I'm like, I thought you're down in Florida and something. No. No, yeah. Never mind.
You think we'll get John Morgan?
I got cognitive.
Hi, this is John Morgan. I'm sorry, I'm not here to talk to you.
Dang it.
If you will leave a message.
Wait while I transfer your call.
She transferred me.
Thank you for calling Morgan & Morgan. This is Chelsea. How may I help you?
Where's John Morgan, that motherfucker? That big fat fuck?
Sir?
Yeah, put that fat fucking John Morgan on the phone.
Hold on one moment.
Thank you for calling Morgan & Morgan. Your call may be recorded for training or quality assurance purposes.
That's taking too long. We ain't going to get nowhere with that.
Such a good song. That really...
His voicemail voice sounds totally different than his like commercial voice.
Yeah, I think he recorded that when he was still kind of fatter. His old ones, he was so fucking good, Porky Pig.
Yeah, I got for those that don't know, I got a Cisco music guy. I had a video of that music. I made a music video and he pulled it down for copyright things and I got a strike and I cursed him out on Twitter and he reacted and he pulled it back. I was like, I don't have any commercials on it and I'm not trying to fuck with you.
But yeah, seriously, he's an asshole.
Yeah, that was just...
He's been going around doing that to a lot of people, that fucking song. No one fucking cares about it.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, look, I got a video of John Morgan drunk cursing in, what?
And now to the video that has everyone talking tonight. This is attorney John Morgan admitting he's had a few too many as he calls out the Polk County Sheriff in front of a wild crowd. Morgan versus Judd on medical marijuana. News Channel 8's Melanie Michael is live in a Lakeland bar called Boots and Buckles where all of this went down. And Mel, this is the kind of stuff you really can't make up.
Indeed, Gail. Good evening to you. You know, the truth really is stranger than fiction. John Morgan seen cussing in a bar, completely drunk, and calling out Sheriff Grady Judd. You know what? And of course, somebody recording the entire thing on their camera. So tonight, we're talking about, instead of for the people, for the reefer.
Everywhere.
Reefer he hits. Admitted he was drunk in a Polk County bar.
Grady Judd. I went down to the Outback Steakhouse.
Wait, he went to the Outback Steakhouse? That's his fucking... I went to the Outback Steakhouse and got a big steak and I drank a lot of beer out of a glass boot.
Steakhouse.
Attorney John Morgan let it all hang out in a pro-pot rant.
If you do nothing else, this on this election day, I want you to get your
And then the real controversy came, calling out Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. It's no secret the two don't agree on medical marijuana.
Get your lazy motherfucking ass out of bed, he said, Artie.
I want to tell you all something. That I told Grady Judd.
The sheriff talked with me about his concerns. He calls Amendment 2 full of baloney and claims it's all about the...
Dwight will be all over that.
Oh, my God. What a... That whole proposition is full of baloney.
That's baloney. Let's see how this guy talks.
Wording.
Debilitating diseases or other conditions? What's another condition?
I want to get high. Can't sleep.
I'm bored.
You just want that. Want them reefer.
You woke up in the morning?
I don't sleep well at night.
Ah!
My legs hurt.
The sheriff is...
Oh, yeah, so? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, like ugh. I just want to, like, shake those fuckers.
So my leg hurts. I need weed. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
I told them, I'd say, hey, doc, we're getting medical marijuana in PA, right? Yeah. So my leg still hurts from the accident. Yeah? You think you prescribe? Yeah, sure. I'll prescribe for you, Carlos. Like, don't worry. You got it. Don't worry. She says, as long as our medical practice, you know, I'm not the head doctor here, but as long as they agree, yeah, sure. I got no problem with that.
That happened with my neurologist and a couple of doctors at first. And then when I finally, he's in the same hospital, but he was like, sure. And like called his assistant, like bring the paperwork in here.
Yeah.
And like, all right, I'll get sent out. Cool. Everything's cool.
Nice. You got to get the liberal doctor. Is he Jewish?
Yeah, he's cool. I don't know.
Probably.
He's cool as fuck though. But he wouldn't do it the first time I saw him.
Mm.
But then the second time he was like, yeah, cool. I mean, it's like the thing it's prescribed for.
Yeah, we got to start doing pranks here soon. Let's hear the rest of John Morgan and the sheriff.
Admits what bothered him the most, what he calls John Morgan's campaign tactic at the Boots and Buckles Bar.
They were with a bunch of kids screaming, for the reefer, for the reefer.
At a fucking bar? Yes, a bunch of kids there. Yes, that's exactly what was going on.
And that's what Amendment 2 is.
Okay, so what is John Morgan's reaction to this video? Well, tonight he released a statement saying some of his speeches will be G-rated, and Gail, some of them will be X-rated. He says he's not a marijuana guy. He tells us he is simply
a
compassion guy. And the sheriff added tonight, the two are really good friends.
Well, Mel, you told me earlier that when you interviewed the sheriff, he was actually on his way to speak to a group in Lake Wales about this very issue.
He was, Gail. I walked him to his car. He was leaving from the sheriff's office to Lake Wales to talk about it. He says he books about 6 of these a week, Gail. He talks about it all the time, and he tells me that nearly 100% of the time, people really do not understand the wording on Amendment 2. So we have posted it at WFLA.com to make sure that everyone is well-educated and understands it. 8 is on your side tonight.
All right.
Oh, thank God they're here on our side. Thank God I left that state. It was sad, well... Yeah, I used to say it's sad that Florida probably get medical marijuana before us, but I guess we got it. That worked out for me. Ah, suckers. All right, where are we going with this? More pranks, right? Before we get ripped out of the fucking air and dragged out. Is Zach's around? Are you guys going to do a show tonight then? Today, rather? Or no? What's this? Party? Matt? Matt? Matty? Matt's away? Artie, are you there? Did I screw something up?
No, it was fairly up.
Okay, all right, good. All right, well, good. No, I'm saying if I did something audio-wise. Okay, back to numbers. We had some newspaper stuff. It's in Cincinnati, so it shouldn't be too late over there. Let me get to that. Do-do-do-do-do. And then we got those Mohammeds. Also, we can call for Nunu on behalf of Nunu. All right, over here we've got local, regional, over-the-road owner-operators. That's a trucking firm. All right, yeah, let's get drunk and drive some trucks. I should try to call that body shop guy. The guy that's in with the state police.
Thank you for calling. Calls may be monitored or recorded for quality and training.
I need more beer water. Shit.
JB Hunt, this is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yeah, JB Cunt, I'm looking for a job driving.
Okay. JB Hunt, sir.
Okay, yes, one. Do I come in? Do I register online? How does this work?
Are you a Class A driver?
Yes. I got a good, clean license. I got pulled off a truck the other day, but I'm looking for a new job now.
Why were you pulled off a truck?
Well, I mean, that's for between me and the interview to explain.
It just depends on what position, whether there's an interview or not. If you were fired, if you were dismissed, then we won't be able to take you.
Well, it has to do with it's a sexual harassment thing against me. So, like, I didn't do the Hang on, you're not letting me explain, motherfucker. I'm not the one that harassed. I was harassed by someone. I was sexually harassed. I complained about it, and they said, look, I could either get on my knees and perform a sexual act, or I could get the F-U-C-K, he said, off the truck. I said, I have no way I'm doing that. And I got pulled off the truck. Literally, they pulled me off the truck. They beat me up. They tied me up and everything. Next thing I know, I woke up pantsless in the middle of the desert. I had no idea where I was. They were putting peyote inside me, forced me to drink water until I threw up. Hello?
They put me one moment.
Okay.
What kind of party was that, man?
You drink water, motherfucker. You wanna suck dick? I hate it. I groom my balls like once a month and fucking it itches like 2 days after. Fuck.
Why did you groom your balls?
I can't be walking around with big fucking pubic bush, man.
How do you. Oh. I think instead of groom, you mean shave.
No.
You groom your balls. Oh, okay. I think I can discern when for groom. Yeah.
This is taking a long time.
Groom or groom. Mine is super unruly.
Oh, you gotta take care of that. I wonder if you're no, I'm sorry, that's not right.
Nah.
You didn't take care of things before you went over to Eda's
house? Oh yeah, but that was last time.
Oh, wow.
Fucking 10 months now.
You got shame.
I've spotted some gray ones in there lately, which is always weird.
Oh yeah.
The first one.
It happens.
I spotted couple gray chest hairs.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Charles, JB Hunt Recruiting. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm looking for a job owner-operator.
Sure. You want to run under our authority, correct?
A what?
You want to run under our authority or your own authority?
Either one. You know, I just need a job.
Okay. Let me get an application. If you want to run under our authority, I can help you out.
All right. Sounds good.
Where are you located, sir? What city, what state?
I'm in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
There's just a lot of noise in the background. I wasn't sure. What's your zip code there in Cincinnati?
I'm in the bathroom.
I got you. What's your zip code there in Cincinnati?
Shit, man, because I don't fucking know. I got a 45242.
45242. Your first name, sir?
Cross.
Say again, you broke up.
Cross. Man, I'm almost done in here. Hang on. All right. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Cross. Cross.
Spell that for me.
Cross.
That's your first name or your last name?
My last name.
Okay. What's your first name, Mr. Cross?
Ross.
Ron?
Ross. Ross.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll put that in there.
Stupid.
How long you been driving tractor trailer?
5 years, motherfucker.
Is there a reason you want to use profanity?
Because I drive the fucking truck real good, man. I'm a good fucking driver, you know?
Well, Ross, I'm not wanting to
please don't call me by my last name. Please don't just call me by my last name.
Thank you, sir.
Fucking guy. Whatever. Oh, the cursing, the cursing.
Cross, Frost.
Yeah, let's call that gay gourmet again. How about that? Yeah, you know, let's just, because I now that I want them to have a website to go to do the confused Siri thing, none of them fucking have it. They all want to do it on the phone now. Now they're all convenient on the phone.
The gay gourmet.
The gay Sibian gourmet.
Dude, you like, I thought it was a whole different kind of thing that you were calling. And like, his voice made more much, so much
good
more sense.
Good gourmet, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'm calling regarding a job you're looking here. You got some cooks. Is this at the airport, or how's this work?
This is Gay Gourmet at the Greater Cincinnati Airport.
Gay Gourmet?
We are an airline catering company, and we make food for the airlines that do have meal flights on them.
Okay. All right, good for you. That's nice.
Well, it is a slow business since 9/11, but...
That's funny.
We do have openings for... cooks right now.
Oh, that's funny because, like, airline flights have picked up for quite some time now since 9/11, so I don't understand.
Well, they have a little bit, but not majorly.
Oh, they sure have, actually. I think you're wrong on those numbers. What's going on? Why haven't you guys been able to capitalize on the, you know? As far as,
well,
I understand,
city and hub cities are on the coast only, and they have more flights, so we're
that's
not
inaccurate.
A major hub.
That's totally inaccurate, but okay, it sounds to me you got some competition in there, huh?
No competition here at this airport.
Well, let's be honest, what happened was the airlines had to cut, and they don't do as many in-flight meals anymore. That's what it is. Don't blame it on 9/11.
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
To apply for a job?
If you want to apply, you have to go to gategourmet.com.
Go to gategourmet.com right now, motherfucking computer.
Sorry, I couldn't find anything on the web.
Well, you're a stupid asshole. Fucking, that's the computer. I'm not talking to you. You stupid asshole. You need to go there now.
That doesn't sound good.
All right. Doesn't sound good.
Can we ring him back?
Wow.
Can we ring Gay Gourmet back and please have that? Yeah. Just send me that number. All right.
Gay Gourmet? You want to talk to Gay Gourmet?
Yeah, I do.
We'll do that.
And I'd like the number, too.
Yeah, I could do that, too. Yeah.
God damn, that man's full of charisma.
Good afternoon, Gay Gourmet.
Hey, the Gay Gourmet. I was just, I was thinking about you. And I thought to myself, there's one goddamn man right there that is full of charisma. You are just full of charisma. You are electric, my friend. You brighten up any room you walk into. They're like, hi, guys. Gay Gourmet is here to work on your Hello, I wanted a job. At, what is the job thing? Hello? Gay Gourmet. Hello? Gay. Siri,
I'd blush if I could.
Let me talk to the gay gourmet, Siri. Gay gourmet.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Hey, is this a gay gourmet?
Yes.
That seems uncalled for.
I was talking to a gentleman earlier, and I was just, I felt compelled to call back because he is just so full of charisma.
I couldn't find anything about homosexual gay gourmet vagina on the web.
Oh, Siri, watch your dirty mouth. But where? What's the story with that cat?
All right, we're going to get this call traced, and you will stop.
Wait, how are you going to do that? How are you going to...
Didn't find anything on the web for trace it out of your ass, bitch.
Okay.
Hey,
I sent you the number there, buddy.
I got to copy it. Copy that. Over in my thing.
You got a mouse?
Fuck
you. All right. We'll do that. Nurse aids? I'm not feeling nurse aids.
I don't want aids.
I don't need that. Caregivers, more nurses, you know?
Oh, here, I'll just call the phone myself.
And then save it, yeah. Give me a second, I'll be right back.
Gay gourmet.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm back. Yeah, fucking, they keep coming here for... surveys for the election. Shit.
Who does?
I don't know.
People come banging on your door. Do you gotta get up? Say, get the fuck out of here.
It's another survey. No, you gotta be nice to them, you know?
I just have a different outlook on life than a lot of people.
It was a plan.
Like, get the fuck out of here, voters for suckers, I would say.
Planned Parenthood motherfuckers, and they saved your ass a few times, I'll say that.
Planned Parenthood does. It is. I think.
Good afternoon, Gay Gourmet. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling for a job position you have open.
We have a couple of them. Which one were you inquiring about?
Well, I work in food, so cooks and a dishwasher, dish attendant. I can do either, you know.
Okay. How much cooking experience do you have?
28 years.
Okay, what kind of facilities, if you don't mind my asking?
I used to work at the Orlando Airport. I used to do airline food all the time.
Okay, and what are you doing currently?
Right now I'm just not doing anything. I live under a tree in my camper.
You live under a tree in your camper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how long have you been unemployed?
About 6 months.
Okay.
Because of sexual harassment. And
You were because of sexual harassment?
Well, because of liberal Jews and stuff like that, and Obama and all that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd have to get a computer. You can go to a local library.
Well, I have a computer here.
Okay, so you just go Gay Gourmet Jobs.
Go to Gay Gourmet Jobs. I have to... my keyboard doesn't work.
Here's
so
what I found on the web for Go to Gay Gourmet Jobs.
Where do I go from here? It shows careers. Is that where?
Yes.
Go to careers right now.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Well, I don't really care. I need you to go to careers because I need a goddamn job.
You don't?
I said I do, motherfucker. See, I get into his arguments with the computer all the time. I just don't know what to do from here. Where do I go?
Okay, you'll just go careers.
Go careers, stupid bitch.
Now, why don't you just select
searching
careers
Google for
instead
career,
of asking
stupid
Google
bitch.
To do it?
It's searching. Go to careers on the website, you stupid asshole computer.
But...
No, but nothing, motherfucker. I pay the bills here. You're fucking mooching off the Wi-Fi. Go to the fucking website!
There's no need for that.
Well, fuck you!
Whoa, that seems uncalled for.
You see what I gotta deal with? You have another way? Because this fucking computer doesn't want to work with me at all.
Well, if you would just take my instructions, you wouldn't have to use Google and we wouldn't be going through all of this, right?
I'm sorry, computer.
It's okay.
I love you.
Impossible.
No, I do love you.
That's sweet, but it's not meant to be.
Will you fuck me? Yeah, it's fucking me now. I gotta go. I'm having fucking with a computer, all right?
You know, I had this call traced already, right, by the police?
Oh, how? How's the trace? How? Tell me.
Why, I.
Where did you trace it to?
Calling.
Trace it up your asshole?
What is the tracing device, ma'am?
Yeah, what brand tracing device? What model is it?
I'm not going to tell you. The airport police will find you.
Oh, wow, the airport police. Oi, 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 where are they going to come? The airport police.
That's like Disney World police. Fucking dummy.
Hey, Liz, what are you wearing then, honey?
Me? Just the Fuse cat shirt. You got a knife. Oh, you can see me.
Nah, here she's gone. No. Oh, boy. Well, finally got to do my Siri argument.
I like that.
Call idea
like,
from 3 years ago.
And that's really, you're for real arguing with her. That's not a soundboard, right?
No, that's Siri.
I like that.
Hi, thank you, Siri, for your time.
It's so funny.
I aim to please.
You know, she assumed it was Google.
Yeah.
So you can tell that she is not highfalutin enough to have an Apple phone.
I could do Google too if you want.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying that's a way of showing class.
Yes.
You know? Like the fact she didn't know Siri. Like, that's like a basic bitch.
Yeah. I should have gotten a beer when I got up. But I think it's time to wrap up here anyway. It's been long enough. 3 hours, that's a good amount of time, right? I think.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, it's good enough for me. We'll go, I guess. I guess I'll thank you, Matt, for being on, you know, with me.
I am Matt.
You are Matt. You were here. Evil Artie was here.
And I want to thank you and Matt.
I'll thank Nunu for sending in numbers to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Who else sent it? A Parkman sent the numbers that I called also. That was very helpful, you know. That was great. Also, Nunu wants more calls to the UK. Well, it's not time for that. Mr. Muhammad needs to... All right. Mr. Muhammad. We'll call Mr. Muhammad back. God damn, you fucking asshole.
We got 100 listeners. They are about to break their hearts.
They've been listening for a while. If they just tune in now, it's their fault, you know? What can I say? Where were you all day? Here's the first Muhammad.
It was 109.
Oh, shit. Losing him. Losing everything.
Sir. Dude, you should watch that fucking Man vs. Snake doc.
Mr. Muhammad? Muhammad! No, that was the first Muhammad. And we'll call the second one where the lady was all... Remember that one? That was good. I sent you all those, right? You can get...
You sent me a few. I don't know. I'm gonna... I don't think I changed that one.
Golden Hillock is the lady, and then the first one...
Oh, I have a Golden Hillock. I need the gig. I think I saved the gig for me.
Golden Hillock Sharmuta.
Yeah, I have that number. Here, let me call.
Welcome to voicemail.
I'll drag over Mr. Mohammed.
You're not answering now.
Let's see. Let me see if I drag it in and if it's the same one. Gold. Is it Mr. Mohammed? Golden Hillock Road, Mr. Mohammed.
Yeah, that was Sharmuta. That was
here,
a Sharmuta
try
woman.
This one. Is this the same number?
791, that is... Yes, that is the woman that I said Sharmuta was cursing.
That's so weird, because I've been calling this for years.
Really?
Yeah.
That same one? Okay.
Yeah,
Here's the other one.
That's what I'm saying. I knew it, like, on the new list. Ah. I was like, oh, fucking Golden Hillock Road. Mr. Robin, yeah.
Oh, the other one is the first one that we called when I said, hey, I'll be right back, and I came back. You're having a nice conversation, and then the kid.
Oh, that was that.
That's the one I just said.
To me, he just, that's the one you just said.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saved this. I think I saved this. Something wrong.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, hi, Sharmuta. How are you?
Woman.
No, this is Sharmuta woman.
Okay, I gotcha. This last one here, you just sent it to
yes,
me.
Yes, and that's okay. The one where the, okay, guy, the guy was like, ooh, drinking beer.
That's the
vodka.
Weird that I thought, yeah, I think the guy was like drinking, he said he was drinking vodka. And
yeah.
For weed.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's the one. That's the
rename. Yeah, it's been a fun show, but
it has been fun.
I don't know what to call this guy.
UK, drunk Muslim.
Drunk
Muslim. Vodka. I don't know. You figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it, I guess. I'll be back, I think, Halloween weekend with a Milkman birthday show. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye, Matt.
Smell cheers, buddy.
Yeah, bye. And yes, this will be on the show reel. Stop asking me. Bye.